Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, 100, spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it 100, spit it out your mouth.
Yep. I know. He's reloaded! Welcome, everybody, to the show, you dig. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to K100 Radio. Hold on, let me get my backup music queued up here. And we're off. Yeah. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. Really appreciate it. 347-934-0966, that's the number to call into the show. Once again, 347-934-0966, and welcome again to the show. Yep. www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. Episode 115. Yeah. War and peace. Why we need both of them. Make love, not war. Until you need to go get some shit. Until the natural resources running out. Until somebody slams some planes into your building. Until you want to treat people all equal. Moving right along. You rocking with the best of them. I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks for tuning in to K100 Internet Radio. You dig? One of the best shows on Blog Talk Radio and one of the best internet talk / music shows you can find on the internet. All right? Want to welcome everybody once again to the show. Thank everybody for tuning in on the phone lines. If you're listening to me live via the website, or if you're listening to this as a podcast after the fact because you can't catch me during the live hours, it really doesn't matter, man. I got love for you the same as anybody who calls into the show, because one thing about it, my phone stats may not be the highest, but I got some of the highest download stats. And like I said, you know, my schedule and my time slot, you know, people kind of getting the kids together, whatever, so they can't always call into the show. Of course, everybody knows right around bedtime is when my phone lines blow up the last 30 minutes of my show. 20 people may call in trying to get on the phone line. And I try and get everybody in as much as I can. That's why I have the little after party thing and go over the 2-hour schedule a lot of times if people haven't talked. You understand what I'm saying? So I understand that. But so all my podcast listeners listen to me from the iTunes podcast, or they downloaded it, the MP3 from the show. Once again, thanks. Really appreciate that love and that support. You feel what I'm saying? It means a lot to me. Really does mean a lot to me. You understand what I'm saying? Want to remind everybody, once again, we're on MySpace. We're on Facebook, okay? If you're on MySpace and you're on Facebook, by all means, please tune in. Look us up. Look us up on MySpace. Look us up on Facebook. You feel what I'm saying? I want to become your friend. I want to become your personal friend on Facebook and MySpace. So, once again, you're rocking with Blizzum. I'm the host. That's spelled B-L-I-Z-M for all the new people who never heard the show before. Just Google that. And if you're like K100 and you're following me on Facebook and on MySpace at myspace.com/K100Radio, or if you're looking at us on the K100 page, fan page, on Facebook, by all means, I want you to also look up my personal pages, which is myspace.com/Blizzum. And also on Facebook, do a search for Blizzum, and you can like and become a fan of my music page also. For those of you that don't know, I'm an artist and a producer myself and an engineer. I do music, and we'll get into that in a second. And also my personal page, they'll be right up under, you'll see Blizzum, then you'll see Sorrow Blizzum Blue. I want to be your personal friend, because a lot of times I get my ideas from stuff that I'm talking about on Facebook and other people's posts and stuff, and sometimes I can see the conversation. All right, so a lot of times, you know, people be like, yo, when did you talk about that or whatever? I also have a group for the K100 page, and it's a private group. If you want to be a part of that, you got to be my friend first. All right, so just do that. You know what I'm saying? You can be more immersed into the K100 world more immersed into my world, you know what I'm saying, which is by default, you're in K100 world when you do that, all right? So I want to be sure that we can keep in constant contact because I only do the show Monday through Thursday. You feel me? Of course, this week we're only doing Monday and Tuesday because of the holidays, travel, and nobody's going to be doing this shit on Thanksgiving. I'm not. I'm going to be full of the tick watching football. Yeah. But I'm going to be doing, I'm not going to be fucking with the show. I take the holidays off every time on K100. Or what's the damn point of being your own boss? If I got to work on the holidays. Not going down. I know you're missing me, but I'll be back Monday. With that being said, I will be on Facebook, of course. You know what I'm saying? So, still another way to keep in touch with me. You know what I'm saying? And still keep up with what's going on in the K100 world or whatever. And of course, you can get all the updates about the scheduled shows and all that when you do that. All right? So, please, MySpace.com, K100 Radio. And then do a search for us on Facebook, Facebook.com/K100 Radio. All right? When you see the middle finger, that is us. Do it now. Of course, I got to remind everybody once again, like I do every episode, K100 is a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. We do music over here. We're an independent record label. I'm the CEO. My name is Blizzum, of course. We got other artists on the label. With that being said, I'm real into the independent music scene. I've got a couple albums out myself, and I support all independent artists, especially all independent artists, but my specialty, of course, is hip-hop R&B. So with that being said, we do spin music on the show. You feel what I'm saying? So if you are an artist or if you know anybody that's an artist, please send your music in to K100 Radio for us to play it. Now, the email that you send that to is k100radio@gmail.com. Once again, that's the letter K, the number 100, radio. All one word, k100radio@gmail.com. All right? Do that. Send us in your music. We'll run it. You feel what I'm saying? The only thing that I ask is that it be good music, good quality music. Doesn't necessarily have to be something that I would actually listen to myself. Like I said, I don't listen to a lot of the shit that's on the radio, but if it's a good song or whatever, I can appreciate it for what it is. I might not be a target audience, but I'm going to run it. It just can't sound like total shit, because of course you know what people do with shit is. Exactly. Don't send me no shit sound like you fucking recorded it with a fucking goddamn... You know, recorded it with a motherfucking goddamn laptop mic, not even took the time to even download Pro Tools or download Ableton or something. Do something. Get a program. All this shit is cheap now. So no excuse for your shit to sound like you recorded it in the bathroom with a motherfucking goddamn tape recorder, okay? Kill yourself. You're not going to waste my airtime. I got too many listeners, too many followers. They won't appreciate that. So if you're going to be an independent artist, get on your grind, do your thing, send me some quality music, and I will spin it. K100radio@gmail.com in the MP3 format, not Wave or not Windows Media. MP3 format. Do it. Do it now. All right. The show that we're going to be talking about tonight, of course, I've been talking about some pretty not too serious. You know, last week we had some heartfelt stuff, some stuff that was trying to help you out as a person last week. So if you missed all my shows from last week, I think that was episodes 109 through 113, I think it was. Yeah. Go back and check those episodes if you didn't get a chance to do it, man. It was some real good episodes. Did a lot of soul searching, looking at the man in the mirror, and you know, what's your purpose in life, and just all kind of just informative, great, uplifting shit. You know what I'm saying? So go back and check out episodes 109 through 113, and also the episode from last night that we had was pretty good, episode 114. And tonight, episode 115, War and Peace. War and Peace, that's where we're at with it. You feel what I'm saying? And, of course, I really, when I woke up today, I had something that I kind of sort of was going to talk about. But I got up, and you know, if for those of y'all don't know, I don't watch reality and shit. The only shows that are like TV sitcom, like shows that I watch on TV is, of course, people who know me know I watch Sons of Anarchy, because that shit is just gangster. And white boys be going at it, you know what I'm saying? And I watch, you know, maybe one other show, you feel me? But I don't watch a lot of TV shows, per se. But I do watch a lot of sports, and I watch a lot of CNN. So sometimes when I look at something on the news and it'll spark me, and I'll just be like, you know what? I think I'm going to run that and talk about something similar to that. Maybe not be the exact same thing, you know what I'm saying? But I'll talk about something that's close to what's going on. And, of course, the news of the day for those of y'all who don't watch the news, or if you've been living under a fucking rock, or you just one of these people who walk around here living like it's all gravy, like the world outside of your damn five-block radius don't matter. The news today was about North Korea and South Korea. And those motherfuckers over there, Kim Jong-il, he's the fucking little funny look. He's been made of. He's been made fun of a million times in a million different ways, from Saturday Night Live to Mad TV to whatever else you can name. He's the little fathead, short dictator over there with the short man complex over there. He runs North Korea. Those fucking people over in North Korea are fucking starving over there. They don't even have food. Their economy is shit because the rest of the world is shut out to them. The only motherfucking ally they got is China, and that's because China got their motherfucking foot on their throat. You feel what I'm saying? Just to give you a quick history lesson, these guys have been fighting way, way far back, North Korea and South Korea. We took South Korea's side back in the Korean War. We got bases and camps and shit posted up there. We got outposts there. So it's kind of like our bases in Germany and Japan and all these other places we got posted up around the world. You feel what I'm saying? Keeping an eye out on North Korea. They're considered to be the bad guys, which not even considered to be. They pretty much are the bad guys. You know what I'm saying? That guy over there has got a problem. He's got some issues. But anyway, the news of the day is these motherfuckers about to look like they're about to set it off. Now, by default, you know about NATO and all kind of other shit, that includes us. That involves us. You know, when these conflicts go over there, it's just like some of our allies and people that we really tied and close with. I mean, hell, we got a fucking Kia plant right over here in LaGrange, Georgia. Where do you think that company's parent, their home country is? You guessed it, folks. Korea. So, you know what I'm saying? We really in bed with South Korea like that. We don't fuck with North Korea, but we in bed with them. And so when the whole thing popped off with them this morning, I was like, you know what? This is serious. This could drag us down a whole other path of shit. With them being cool with China and shit, it could take us to the whole. And I got to, and then just the whole thing got me thinking about war in general. Now, I'm a blogger, of course. This is Blog Talk Radio. I'm a radio host. I may be on certain other sites and voice my opinion in a comment or a format, whether it be Facebook, Yahoo, or whatever, a group or whatever. So I went back and forth with these fucking idiots on Yahoo today about this whole situation. Because, of course, you got these faggot motherfuckers out here that want to blame this on Obama. Some kind of way, those motherfuckers over there that's been having problems since Obama was born, been wanting to kill each other, wanting to invade each other. Obama wasn't even in politics and born when half of this shit sparked all the way off. But now since he's the president, because these motherfuckers over there are going at it somehow, some way, this is Obama's fault. So I'm not even going to waste any time harping on those stupid motherfuckers. That's just, like I told them, they ain't nothing but a bunch of closet racists that's just mad a nigga beat their motherfucking asses and they still mad. So anything he do right is wrong. All right? So I'm not even going to sit here and just, you know, really go back and forth with these guys about that, like that. You feel what I'm saying? Because it just doesn't make any sense. But it got me thinking that, you know, he is the commander-in-chief while we are in fact, actually involved in one other war. You feel what I'm saying? And, you know, at the end of the day, he has to lead. He has to make decisions that have ramifications, all right, ramifications that reach really, really far. You feel what I'm saying? And when you think about that and you look at it, you know what I'm saying? He's got his, you know, when stuff like this pops off and it sparks off, then he's going to have to make certain decisions that could end up taking us into a war, to the brink of war. This kind of escalated thing could cause World War III because the people who back China, the people who back North Korea, they got superpowers like China who are actually our real enemy, and I'll get into that. You feel what I'm saying? It could spark a real nasty, nasty conflict. So to ignore that, to act like that's not news and that's not something that we should talk about on K100 Radio, to me, it really just makes like no sense whatsoever. You feel what I'm saying? Like if I'm going to be a semi-serious and semi-fun show, I got to keep it balanced. I can't not talk about that. But of course, that's not enough to just talk about one whole show. So I had to switch it up and just talk about war in general. So with that being said, here we go. Here's the synopsis of the show. Welcome everybody on the phone line. Thanks for calling in. You feel what I'm saying? I'm getting ready to open up in a minute. Give me a minute. Let me read the synopsis and we'll open up the phone line. Episode 115. Uh-oh. So, all day this escalating event over in Korea has taken over the news. Like I said, there's a dictator over there. He just won't listen to reason. Anyway, I was involved in an online discussion, like I said, about, you know, most of the right-wingers wanting to blame Obama for it. And, you know, like they do for everything from the weather to disease. And I sat back and thought about the real possibilities of war breaking out again over it. Now, it isn't far-fetched. People don't like war, but it's been a necessary evil. And make no mistake about it, war is evil, but it's been a necessary evil since the dawn of man, okay? Sometimes we have to go to war to make peace. Now, we here in America, you know, like I said last night on episode 114, you know, we're a bunch of sport motherfuckers, but at the end of the day, in some ways. But we here in America, we haven't had a war fought on this land, since the Civil War. See, we've been in a whole bunch of wars since the Civil War. But this was the war that was fought over here that we had to witness firsthand. There haven't been one since then. Vietnam somewhere else, World War I and II somewhere else, you feel me? The Korean War somewhere else, the Gulf War somewhere else, Desert Storm somewhere else, all this shit. We some warmongering motherfuckers over here. But it's been over 100 years since some shit was fought over here. Okay? You gotta keep that in mind. Alright? Most of us would agree that a war that was worth the Civil War was a war worth having. Okay? That was the last time we fought for the emancipation of the slaves and some more shit. The motherfuckers in the South wanted to do what they wanted to do. Lincoln wanted to have it. Motherfucker, you ain't succeeding. You ain't going nowhere. You American motherfucker, lay down. And I'm glad he did it. Alright? That was worth having. Okay? The recent war that we're engaged in, at first, it seemed like a good idea. Of course, when you slain billions into the side of the World Trade, kill 3,000 people, you know we ain't even had it. America is not finna let that slide. So all you motherfuckers who thought that was going to just slide and wasn't nothing going to happen, and with that motherfucker and being the president, you the dumbest motherfucker in history. I don't give a fuck. Matter of fact, it could have been Obama. Obama would have still sent the asses over there. Don't get it fucked up. He would have had to, or he would have never been president two terms. He would have had to do something. He may not have done an all-out invasion of Iraq like that, a full war, but he would have went over there and fucked up Afghanistan. Don't get it twisted. And that's the original war. Iraq was the bullshit that Bush brung up. But Afghanistan, going after the Taliban, that shit would have went down. I don't give a fuck who the president was. It could have been Obama. It could have been Hillary Clinton. I don't give a fuck. When the motherfuckers knocked them towers down, bitch, it was on. And if you doubt that, you're a fucking idiot. And if you don't think they should have did it, you're an idiot too. Moving right along. This country is very young, but it doesn't seem that way when you live in the present, because we're a superpower. Before it's all said and done, you best believe there will be a World War III once again. No matter how you look at the world, no matter how optimistic you are, there will in fact be a World War III. It is inevitable, okay? And there are going to be a few more conflicts that we're involved in between. It's in our nature. We need war from time to time, because as long as we have evil, it will be necessary to combat it. We love the spoils of peace. We love the fact that we can sit around, kick it, go to the store, go to Walmart at 2 in the morning. We ain't got to worry about missiles coming, people trying to shell us with bombs and missiles and shit. You feel what I'm saying? We got the gravy over here. All right? But there's never really been real peace that didn't take a war to create it. So here goes my questions for the show. Listen up, people. All right. Do you agree with us? Do you agree with us going to war because of a conflict that happened thousands of miles away? Now you can pick whichever one. You can pick the Iraq war, or whatever. But if this shit popping off with Korea over here, and we end up getting into a conflict behind it, would you agree with it? Now you got to know what you're talking about when you're talking to me. You got to know how in bed we are with South Korea. We got to understand that we're part of NATO. We got to understand we got allies. We got interest over in the region. So we can't let North Korea just run a fucking muck. Of course, that could cause a beef with China. But we should have been beefing with China a long time ago. They the motherfucking wolf in sheep's clothing. America. Duh. But that's the question. You feel me? Do you agree with us going to war because of a conflict that happened thousands of miles away? Would you or have you ever fought in a war, if you're a veteran, if you ever been in a conflict or anything like that? If you haven't, would you? If it popped off and the people was like, yo, we getting our ass kicked over here, we need people to sign up, Or if not, they might take this shit over. Would you sign up? Would you go in? Would you risk your life? It's an interesting question because a lot of people say they wouldn't put their life on the line for this country. But at the end of the day, if these motherfuckers goddamn had ships off the coast with goddamn tanks in the motherfuckers ready to board this motherfucker, and when they run up on this motherfucker and they try to come over and take this motherfucker over, and you goddamn sitting outside your motherfucking house with your goddamn pistol or whatever you got popping back like the motherfucking Iraqis did, motherfucker, you are in fact going to war for this country. Don't get it twisted. That's the second question. Should we reinstate the draft or make military service mandatory for able-bodied men for a short while? Why or why not? What is something that may happen that will make you feel like a war is justified? That means if another 9/11 happened, what is something that another country can do that you feel like, fuck that shit, America need to goddamn put his motherfucking boots on and stomp their ass. 9/11 was a classic example of some shit that I didn't mind us going over there fucking Afghanistan up behind that. Now, don't get me wrong, I understand for all you motherfuckers who are going to get on the show and try to check me about. I understand that those motherfuckers were not from Afghanistan. They were Saudi for the most part. But at the end of the day, they were working for the Taliban. The Taliban was stationed in headquarters in Afghanistan. Somebody had to die. We were fucked. Somebody had to die. We had to kill a couple thousand motherfuckers to show them, don't do that shit. You do that shit again, bitch, we'll take over the country about that. Now, if you don't agree with that, let me know. All right? Should we avoid war at all costs, even if someone attacks one of our allies, which is what's going on in South Korea right now? North Korea, South Korea. South Korea is our ally. Do you think that having nuclear bombs on deck is a good or a bad idea? We got plenty of them. We can destroy the world over a couple times over with them. You think it's a good idea to have them? Who do you think is the biggest threat to our country's security at this very moment? Now, some of you motherfuckers might not watch enough CNN or read enough information on the news to know that. I've already told you once again, our biggest threat to this country is China. It's not even a close call. And if you know anything, if you know what I know, then, you know, you can argue with me about that. The Taliban or whatever, yeah, yeah, but at the end of the day, the ones who have the means to really fuck us up and the ones who are plotting, I think, secretly behind closed doors on us is, in fact, China. That's my opinion. So I'm getting ready to open up the phone lines. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. Once again, 347-934-0966. Welcome, everybody that's talking to me via, listening to me via Blog Talk Radio, listening to me on the phone lines and the podcast. First person that I got on the line, I think it's my homegirl, Ruby, that has her hand, has her hand up. If you're on the phone line and you don't have your hand up and you want to talk about what I'm talking about tonight, by all means, hit the number one. But the first person that hit the number one, I think it's my homegirl, Ruby. What's happening, Ruby?
Hey, what's up, you guys?
All right, what's going on? Thanks for calling the show. Mm-hmm. All right. So, first question, Ruby. First of all, I'm going to get into all that shit that you're going through on the after party. I can't even fucking get off track on the show. The shit. I can't even do it, Ruby. I just can't do it. I can't start the show off like that. But I'll get to you.
Please don't.
I'll get to you later. Please. All right. That's all I got to say right now.
No.
You know what that means. You know what that means. Anyway, Ruby, kind of serious conversation, you know what I'm saying? You know, being as though I talked about being thankful and being grateful yesterday, today I'm kind of following up, you know what I'm saying?
You're breaking up, babe.
I said the fact that we live in peacetime right now is another thing to be thankful for. But at the end of the day, this peacetime was not free. We had to die for it. So, we're talking about war and conflict. This is another reason for y'all ungrateful motherfuckers to kill yourself. All right? Episode 114, look it up. Do you agree with us going to war because of a conflict that happened way overseas? Do you think we should get involved in that shit?
No.
Why?
Because it's not our business.
Yes, it is.
See, no.
Now, you see, people say that all the time. That's not our business. Do you understand?
It's not messing with us over here, is it?
Yes, it is. It's not messing with us exactly right now at this very moment. But in the long run, certain conflicts and certain shit we can't let slide, even if it didn't happen over here in America, because it will affect America economically.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? A lot of things can happen. Okay, over there.
Okay.
It's the reason why we have to have a base over in South Korea. You can't let North Korea, and I don't know how many people listen to this show really understand what's going on. You can't let a motherfucker like North Korea get nuclear bombs and run amok and get power.
No.
They're worse It wasn't Ahmadinejad over there in Iran. That motherfucker is insane over there in Korea. He got issues.
He's funny looking.
Yeah. Yeah, the little food has got issues, and he's worse than Ahmadinejad over here in Iran. I never get his name right, but that's close. I'm going to get it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, look, people say, no, we shouldn't. But before you say that, think about everything that we got going on. Think about all the trade and stuff that we do with South Korea. We can't let North Korea just fade them like that. And them our boys, we got their back. If
right.
they our boys, we got their back. So when we sign a treaty saying, if you fuck with them, nigga, you fucking with us, and the motherfucker fuck with them, when we sign on the dotted line saying, if you fucking with them, you fucking with us, that means if you fucking with them, you fucking with us. So therefore, we by default, since we sign these treaties and these agreements and NATO and all this other shit, you fuck with them, you fuck with us.
Right.
I know you mean. I mean, you understand that right there? But, I mean, I respect your answer, but that's why I feel like depending on what the conflict is determines that answer. North
yeah,
Korea,
it depends on the conflict.
Okay, so what about the North Korea shit? Specifically.
Smash them.
Okay. I'm just asking.
Smash them, because they can do anything to us. Basically, they could do anything to South Korea. They could do anything to us.
We can't let them run amok over there. We can't let North Korea just do what they want to do because that's why we fought so hard to stop them from getting nuclear weapons, because he's the type of motherfucker that'll shoot one off.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Okay,
yeah.
Next question.
Okay.
I know you've probably never been in the military, haven't fought in the war or whatever, but if it popped off and we got into some really serious shit where they needed bodies, would you go to war? Would you fight?
Honestly, Blizzard?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, why not? Because if they take this motherfucker over, you going down, your kids going down, everything going down.
Oh, why you gotta put the babies in there?
You know what? I'm glad you said that.
Because I would, for my kids' safety.
Well, then you must, because in fact, the future of this country, you know what I'm saying, it has a lot to do with the future of your kids.
Right.
That's why people who don't vote are fucking idiots to me.
Yeah. Y'all are idiots.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. Next question. What is something that may happen that make you feel like war is justified? What is something that they can do? Like, did you feel like war was justified when 9/11 happened? Did you feel like they did enough? That was some shit that we need to go over there and fuck a whole country up. Maybe.
Yeah, because my aunt and my cousin died.
Is that why? Is it because somebody you know died? What if it was nobody?
No, I mean, because even if it wasn't somebody that I didn't know, that was fucked up anyway. And so if Bush didn't do something about it, it probably would have been worse.
There's some things that can happen that we just got to go to war about.
Yeah. And that right there was a good reason, but not so far. I wouldn't have took it that far the way that he did it. But, I would have left the mark.
Right. That's, you know what I'm saying? You gotta hit a motherfucker back. You know what I'm saying? When they smack you like that. And you're supposed to be the bully on the block? Motherfucker come up here and try and take your goddamn, do something to you? You come and slap the bully?
We're not really the bully, but we
the big brother. You know what I'm saying? We the big dude on the block. We can't let a motherfucker slap us and don't do nothing.
Because you would have fucked up two of my buildings. I think I probably would have fucked up all their buildings.
Right, and that's basically what we did. We went over there and flattened the whole fucking country. You know what I'm saying? 3,000 of us died.
And hung the president.
Change the president, change everything, nigga, and kill a couple hundred thousand people, civilians and all, nigga. We all in. Now, I ask that question because there's some people who be like, there's never an excuse of a war. Them the motherfuckers I want to hit. Them the people I want to call in. All you motherfucking people who feel like there's never an excuse for war, war is never the answer. I'm waiting, and I'm reloading. I'm waiting for you motherfuckers to call. Them the ones I want to talk to tonight.
Oh, God. Please, y'all don't call in.
You feel me? Them the ones I want to talk to. Okay, next question.
Pro-blism, please. Pro-blism.
I'm just saying, I just want to talk to them people tonight. That's why I posted it up. You feel what I'm saying? Now, do you think us having nuclear bombs is a good idea?
Mm-mm.
Why?
I don't think anybody, not just America, any country, I don't think it's right.
Right, but
do you know what the fuck nuclear bomb can do to everybody?
Yes. We already know that an atom bomb can fucking level a whole city like Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Mm-hmm. make motherfuckers sick for years, fuck up two generations of kids, and all kind of shit. Because we did it. We dropped that motherfucker.
Having them motherfuckers looking like, having them motherfuckers look like them people off a wrong turn.
That was us. We did that. But, you can't say you don't think it's a good idea for us to have them. You can say it's not a good idea for nobody to have them. But as long as somebody else got them, mainly China and Russia, we got to have them.
They damn sure don't need them.
Well, we got to have them, though. We got to have them because they got them. See, people be like, we should give up all the nukes. You stupid fucker. Shut the fuck up. Nobody's giving up the nukes as long as those motherfuckers got the nukes. You
right.
Feel what I'm saying? That's like goddamn riding around this motherfucker, and you got a gun. You feel me? And you know your motherfucking nigga, the nigga down the block hates your motherfucking ass, and he got a gun. But you like, man, shoot, I ain't trying to get in no beef, so you going to give up your gun. No, nigga, you going to keep your motherfucking gun on deck in case this nigga try you.
Right on.
That's what you going to do. That's what a sensible motherfucker would do. So giving up the nukes is not an option as long as everybody else got the nukes. Until we can make everybody in the world give up the nukes, nigga, we need them. I'm waiting for these people to call in and go against what I'm saying.
I hope to God they don't. I'm going to put it on Facebook. Please, pro Blizzum.
Look, next question, last one, all right?
Okay.
Just by what you know, who do you think the biggest threat to our country is? What do you think the biggest threat to our country's security is right now? Besides our own fucking government, they're not included. Because they're really the threat. Because
that's what I was going to say. Really? China.
You gotta give me a why.
No, not China. I say North Korea. That's like our biggest threat because we got that crazy ass motherfucker over there.
The thing about that is for everybody who thinks North Korea is our biggest threat, they're not our biggest threat because, yes, they got a crazy leader, but the motherfucker ain't got shit. He ain't got no army. He got a little bit of an army. He got enough to cause South Korea problems. But we on the other side of the globe. He don't have nukes that we know of. You feel what I'm saying? If he did have them, he couldn't get them over here to us. You feel me? He could fuck a couple of our allies up, but not us. So he's not really a threat to us. But China, on the other hand, has the largest nuclear arsenal in the world. A billion man army growing every day. You feel what I'm saying? Because you got to serve. You know
Russia
what I'm saying?
Russia got crazy ass motherfuckers.
Yeah, but their economy so fucked up over the past years after the Cold War, they became less of a threat and China took over their spot. You got to be a little bit into politics and know a little something. You feel what I'm saying? To really know that China is a threat. They say they are friends and they cool with us. That's because they know right now they can't fuck us up without getting fucked up. Because they know at the end of the day, before America let this bitch fall, we going to goddamn cut the globe in half and everybody going to fall off in the space, nigga. We going to blow this bitch apart. Who let the bitch take this?
I want to see what Africa could do. That's what I've been waiting on. You don't hear me too much stuff
about. Well, first of all, Africa is not a country, baby. Africa is a
country. I know it, but I'm just saying you don't hear really too much stuff about, you know, people in Africa, you know, they're going to war and all this other stuff. You don't really see
much
about that.
So they don't have nukes over there.
You have to have nukes to go to war.
To be a threat to us, yes. To be a threat to America, you're going to have a nuclear arsenal and a way to get them motherfuckers to us. If not, you really ain't our problem to us because we'll fucking goddamn nuke your ass off this goddamn planet if we really have to. And if you can't threaten us with saying, motherfucker, we'll do the same, then you're not a threat. You get that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I hope to God you don't come across with no nuclear bomb.
I'm just saying. Alright. So I'm going to leave you, Michael, because of course you are a fellow BTR host. You feel what I'm saying? Just mute your background for me. You feel me?
Okay.
Alright. Next up, this is my homie Doug. What's happening, homie? What's popping?
What's up?
What's going on, man? Thanks for coming to the show again. You feel me? I got me a new supporter, y'all.
Yeah, you know it, dog.
Back to back shows. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm a little more serious, I guess you could say, on this one today. Nah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? This is a more real life topic, you feel what I'm saying? So, episode 115, War and Peace. All right, first question, you know what I'm saying? Disclaimer, Doug was in the military. We was in the military together. Before I even ask, do you think that matters about how your opinion is formulated when I have a show like this? Do you think the fact that we was in the military is really going to make a difference about how we see shit?
Yes.
Maybe, man. You know what? I don't know. It could. I mean, we've been there. and we've been trained, and we know what, you know, what we've been going through, and we had a mission to do. Then you have other people who's in the military had different feelings. So, you know, it could be, you know, it could be different for us.
All right. So I when I have shows like this, I just want to make sure that I'm not just saying some shit and then somebody like Candy just say, you heard Candy in the background say, yeah, it matters. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me?
Right.
Oh, y'all just motherfuckers. Y'all motherfuckers in the military. You feel me? But I mean, I know people who feel like I feel, who never served a day and was like, nigga, I never joined the military, but I feel you. And I got people, like I said, there's people in the military who like hate war. I'm like, if you really hate war like that, you really shouldn't be here. If you really just think war is never the answer.
Hey, listen, baby,
that's not a job that you do for the money, baby, because you actually signed a contract.
No, hell yeah, it's not a job because you don't get a lot of money. But
right.
Yeah, but the thing is, I joined the military. When I first went in, I was going to go in the Army. And I thought about it. I said, man, I'm not going to be sleeping outside, shooting at motherfuckers, and motherfuckers shooting at me. I said, my best bet, I'm going in the Navy.
Right.
So, yeah, I was kind of fearful going to war. You know, I didn't want to, did I want to lay my life down for this country? I mean, I don't know. At the time, you know, I did what we had to do. Right now, would I? I don't know, man.
Okay. Well, you answered that question right there already, so. When I go by, because you basically answered it. Okay, first question though. The other question is, do you agree with us going to war because of a conflict that happened thousands of miles away?
Yeah, as long as it's going to affect us, if it's going to affect us, then yeah, I believe we should go to war.
Mm-hmm. What
now,
about what
9/11?
Uh-huh.
I think Bush went to the wrong place. Yeah, they went to Iraq. I mean, right after 9/11, we went to Iraq. But Iraq wasn't an issue for 9/11. It was
Afghanistan. Well, we went to Afghanistan first, though. We went to Afghanistan first.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
But
and
we,
that's
we,
why
we
went to Afghanistan
well,
and he overstepped his bounds and went to Iraq.
Yeah, because of weapons of mass destruction, you know what I'm saying? So, which they didn't find anything. So,
right.
I believe he went to Iraq just because his father failed in Iraq, so he had to go ahead and make up what happened with his father.
Uh-huh. I felt the same way.
But you know that particular war was not because of a conflict that happened 1,000 miles away. It was a conflict that happened in New York City. You know what I'm saying? They hit those motherfucking towers. We had to go. That was just cut dry. It. We had to go. We could not let the world. I, that was the only time I ever agreed with George Bush. I think ever. Because Iraq, I didn't agree with, but Afghanistan.
Yeah,
I was like, you know, fuck
him
up. Go get him, homie. Go get him, cowboy.
Yeah.
Go, boy. Go, cowboy. I was glad he was a fucking cowboy at that moment. You feel what I'm saying? Because somebody had to
have
we had to kill a motherfucker.
We got you to say go, cowboys.
Damn it, man. I said go, cowboy, not cowboys.
Hey, it's still the same.
No, it's not. Not to be confused with the Dallas Cowgirls. Kill yourself, Ruby. Doug, next question.
Yo.
Should we reinstate the draft or make mandatory military service for able-bodied men?
Hell yeah! For these young ass motherfucking thugs who think they know every fucking thing that they're not doing enough for their life, need to goddamn get some goddamn military fucking service themselves, get some discipline. And maybe at least do two to 4 years, and they can do what the fuck they want to do after that. Hell yeah. Reinstate
Mandatory over in China, you know, you got to give them when you turn 18, you feel me? Now don't get me wrong. The draft hasn't been enacted since Vietnam. But,
hold on. Hey,
they know you're
hey,
here, and if they have to pop it up, they will.
Look at China. Why you think they're so fucking huge? Why you think their military is so goddamn huge? Because that shit is mandatory. And they I was watching the news and I was seeing how they was marching. I was like, God damn, that's the biggest threat for us.
Yeah. And see what now China, if China was where Canada was at, we should be shitting bricks. You feel what I'm saying?
Literally. But
the only thing, and I mean the only thing that makes China's our ultimate threat. Let's make no mistake, people. But the only thing that you can rest assured about is all those when you see all those motherfuckers lining up, marching and shit like that, they can't just march and march and march and then come across the goddamn border with goddamn tanks and guns and hit the ground rolling. They got to get over this motherfucker. You feel what I'm saying? So their location is the ultimate advantage in our goddamn silent conflict that we having with them, which we are having a silent conflict with those motherfuckers. Now, they got motherfuckers over here hacking into our electronic, our electricity grid, hacking into our systems and shit daily, trying to find backdoor ways to shut down our arsenal, to shut down our defense shields and all that kind of shit. So when they do decide to pop off, you feel me, they'll have a cushion to where they can actually come over here. Them in Japan, I think, are in cahoots buying up all the land over here, trying to have a way to say, look, if you don't give us that, then it's ours. We can have a right to come and take it. We'll invade because that is rightfully ours at some point in time in the future. Because if America keep going into debt so much, they could call us on some of this land that they own. You feel me? And be like, look, we're going to come over here and build whatever the fuck we want to build over here because this is our land, and then that's going to spark the whole thing off. You never know. You feel what I'm saying? But there's multiple ways it could pop off. You feel what I'm saying? But the fact their army is massive and way bigger, and they make our army look like shit because they got more people. Now, we got a lot of technical stuff, you know, technical stuff edges on them. They still can't fuck with our Air Force by no way, shape, or form, or our Navy.
No.
Honestly.
No, they
you feel what I'm saying?
They can't.
But they got more foot soldiers. But that's not a problem because they're not where Canada or Mexico is. You feel what I'm saying? If that was the case, if they could just rush across the border and rush us, it'd be more of a problem.
No, when after I left our first ship, when I left the Nassau, we was on the Nassau together, I went to destroy it.
Uh-huh.
We had 68 Tomahawk missiles, and I was part of both of those. And shit, what we did, 5 miles outside of land, and we shot all 68 of our Tomahawks off our ship, right in the coastal boat. So, our military is much greater. They got more people, but our military is much better, much greater.
Right.
Our technology and our planes and our ships and time. I think the way our military is trained, I think we're much better.
Right. Okay, so now, next question, all right? Do you think having nuclear bombs on deck is a good idea?
I don't think it's a good idea, but we got to have them. If somebody else have them, we got to have them. Because I know the shit that, you know, the aftermath of dropping that shit is going to be terrible. Even if they drop one over here, man, it's a lot of lives going to lost. Yeah, but we're going to shoot one back to them and get them back, man. I think if we're going to do a war, let's do a war without any fucking nuclear weapons. Yeah, get rid of everybody, get rid of their shit.
If somebody
else have them, we got to have them.
That's what I'm saying. That's my whole point. So for all these people right here saying, chill out, get rid of all the nukes, unless they get rid of their nukes all at the same time, man, same time. Like Chris Tucker say, same time. If they don't do it, same time, fuck that. I want America to keep them on deck, motherfucker. Don't give up shit until we know everybody else done gave up some shit. Don't use them unless they use them. Don't use them unless absolutely, and I mean absolutely necessary, like World War II. We was kind of getting our ass kicked. They had fucked us up in Pearl Harbor. We had to show a motherfucker.
Gotta show a motherfucker
sometimes. All right? Sometimes it's like it's cold in the streets with some of this shit I'm talking about today, people. Sometimes you have to show a motherfucker. All right?
Yeah.
Next question. Last question. Oh, well, you already answered it. You said China is the biggest threat to our country, so you pretty much answered that. All right. Thanks for calling into the show, man. You feel me? I'm glad another one of my guys that's been in the military and shit is calling into the show. You feel what I'm saying? You know, like I said, Ruby said it's because we were in the military that we have this mind frame. I don't think so. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Because we've been
Well, you can't always listen to what I say. Come on.
I mean,
now.
But I'm going to ask everybody else that. I mean, you may have a valid, baby. Listen. People who've never been in the military and stuff like me and him have or whatever, you may not really get it. You feel what I'm saying?
No,
you may not really
get it. They probably won't get it.
You know what I'm saying? But
they won't understand what we understand, what we've been through, the things that we know about being in the military. So somebody here, of course, but we agree with, you know, people have opinions no matter what.
Right.
So
right.
I mean, man, your opinion can be different. I mean, you both serve at the same time. I can have a different opinion from you, but we're almost alike. So
yeah. And my whole thing about it is I don't want people to mistake it. Doug can tell you this, nigga. I was never gung ho military. I was in there trying to get me some college money, man, and go. I didn't want no parts of a conflict or nothing. I was trying to get in, get out, get me a little college money and a little VA benefits, and it wasn't like it. But being
he
in
was
there,
late.
Yeah,
he was
but,
late.
Yeah. I was like not really trying to really do too much like shit in there, cause well, I had my own personal reasons for not liking the Navy per se. You feel me? Because it goes back to me getting fucked out of my A school and all kind of bullshit. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Coming from the block. I mean, literally trapping one day and the next day going to MEPS. That's I wasn't prepared for what I had to in come against. I wasn't ready to take orders. You feel what I'm saying? I came from the streets to the goddamn military, and a lot of times that don't work out. You feel what I'm saying? But my little short time that I was in there, them 3 years showed me that it is a necessary. It's necessary for us to have it, because I realized when I went overseas how many motherfuckers hate us and want to kill us.
Yeah,
you feel what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah.
That's why I was
together.
Like, you know what? I'm glad we got a goddamn powerful military, because now I know how many motherfuckers. I realize that our image across the world, it sucks. People don't like us.
Nope.
That's what people better realize. People don't like us, man. So we got to have a way to goddamn say, yeah, you don't like us, nigga, but try something, bitch. Round this motherfucker. You understand what I'm saying? Right. Right. Cold in the street, nigga. That's hood shit. Nigga, I know you don't like me, nigga, but the chop on deck, nigga. Try. You feel what I'm saying? It's the same thing. I'm just looking at it from the same simple point of view, the simple thought process and mentality. That's how I look at shit. You feel what I'm saying? All right, homie. Thanks for calling in. Go to the next caller, man. Appreciate it, all right?
Hey, man. Hold it down, man. Happy to the holiday, dog.
Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to all my callers, man. If I forget, happy Thanksgiving to you, man. Eat good. You feel what I'm saying? Be safe out here in these streets. You understand what I'm saying? But do that, man, and enjoy. You know what I'm saying?
All right, man. Hold it down, man.
All right. 8500. This is T. Lewis. T. Lewis, what's happening, homie?
What up?
What's going on, man? Thanks for calling the show. Welcome, everybody, on the phone line. 347-934-0966. Once again, 347-934-0966. Hit the number 1 on your phone pad if you want to talk about what's going on the show tonight. You feel me? If you got an opinion. See a couple of people on the phone lines. But, you know, if you don't have an opinion or you just can't talk yet, but if you can or whatever, make sure you hit the phone lines, all right? If you listen to me out there via www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100, call into the number and talk about it if you really feel strongly about something that I'm saying. You feel me? And of course, once again, welcome everybody to listen to me via the podcast or MP3 downloads from the show. Thanks again. T. Lewis.
What up? What's
the freaking call of the show? She's on the line. I can't get into all the craziness I got to talk about with Ruby on this particular subject, but I will. Maybe.
Yeah, I know.
Man, I don't even know what I'm going to have at the party. You know, it's Tuesdays. I cut it short on Tuesdays, but I might. Anyway, T. Lewis, first question.
Yeah.
Do you agree with us going to war because of a conflict that happened thousands of miles away?
I agree with us going to war with a conflict that happened thousands of miles away, especially if it affects the U.S., especially the livelihood of the U.S. Yeah, then I agree with it wholeheartedly. So,
what's the conflict that made? Do you think if the shit escalate with Korea, North Korea, South Korea, we should get involved? What about that specifically? Because that's what prompted me to do the show today.
Yeah, because I remember I saw something about the day that somebody shot off a missile, and I was like, what in the world? What are they doing over there?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I know South. The reason why I say that is because U.S. has agreements with South Korea, so it's just like you said before, it's just like being in the hood. It's just like your boys, man. Somebody come around slapping your boy upside the head. I mean, yeah, you know, you got to handle that. You got to help them out. You can't help yourself out, bro.
Right. All right. I'm just curious about what you think about that. Okay. Let's see. Should we reinstate the draft or make service mandatory for able-bodied men?
I don't know about making it mandatory, but I'm kind of like your boy Doug, for especially for niggas that committed violent crime, and this is a thing like rape women or something like that, or kill
you
kids.
You
want to
put them in the military? You want to put them in the military? You want to give those motherfuckers a gun, an AK-47, Terrence?
Well, we gonna put them
right
niggas
out.
Up in conflict areas. We gonna put
right
them niggas
out.
In conflict areas.
Right
okay,
out.
Like kill niggas.
Yep.
We gonna put them, since they want to kill niggas, we can put them right over in the conflict area so they can go to work.
Okay.
They'll be ready to go as soon as you put them in. Drop them off, and we drop them off in the Apaches or the drop off B-130s and let them go to work. Just drop them off in the zone.
Okay. maybe not. I don't know. I don't know about giving the criminals AK-47s. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it got to be some structure. You got to be able to follow orders. It got to be a chain of command. Without the chain of command, without people being able to follow strict, stringent orders, it will be chaos in a war zone. You feel what I'm saying? We can't win a war like that, having derelict motherfuckers up under command. You feel what I'm saying?
That's true, but that's when you arm them when you're in the war zone and don't get in the gun until we over there. It's like, shoot. Run away. I'm being funny about it, but at the same time, I'm being serious, though, because, you know, and then, like, your knuckleheads that I always want to be like your boy Tug said, these little knuckleheads that say they bug and stuff like that. Yeah, let them think what it's really like for niggas to get shot at, and it ain't about being on the block. It ain't about... Now, this nigga selling more dope than I got. Nah, it's about something more serious than that. So.
Okay. Well, we got two goddamn men who said they would be with mandatory service or the draft or something like that. So, interesting. Kennedy, I didn't even ask you that question. You think we should have mandatory service?
Yep.
You would say that. You ain't got a dick. Anyway.
But not just for men, for women, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I don't think that it should be 18. I should say that, like, 21.
Okay. Maybe not. The only way you can get out of it is being in college like it was in the draft. You feel what I'm saying? I understand it. All right. Next question. Should we avoid... Let me ask you this. Well, first of all, what is something that may happen that will make you feel like a war is justified? Like a 9/11. Do you feel like 9/11, the war we went behind, the conflict, 9/11 was a reason for us to go to war?
Oh, yeah.
What's something else that you think that could happen, that, you know, something similar to that? Does it have to be that massive, you think?
It doesn't necessarily have to be that massive. Really, it's the symbolism behind the whole thing, because let's just say if the financial capital or the financial symbol of the U.S. wasn't the World Trade Center where all these people were working. Let's just say it was. Let's just say the financial center or symbol of the U.S. was Panama City, but it's not just the people that live in Panama City or something like
right.
that. It's just the simple fact that we hate y'all. We hate what y'all stand for. So therefore, we are going to get rid of this. Then yeah, you still got to do something about that, because, I mean, even if it was only 50 people that died, still, it was the meaning behind the whole attack. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. All right. So can you give me, like, what if they was to attack our electric grid? Like, China's been doing that. They've been hacking into our electric grid, and they cripple our whole electronic system where all our fucking power just shut the fuck off. You think
we should
go to war with them over some shit like that?
Yeah, man. I mean, you destroy people's livelihoods. Yeah, so... Honestly, like here out west, if I might be talking too much, but I mean, if they come over here and just want to wreck shop over there in the Hoover Dam, I mean, you basically shut down the whole West Coast.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
I mean,
that is
true. Somebody got to get murked about that.
What about letting your citizens funnel illegal drugs and letting crossing our borders and. Setting up shop like that. You think we should go to war about that out west?
Not for we.
All right. I thought so. I thought not. All right. Next question. thought that would get a no, of course.
Hey.
What is,
I got to make a living.
Yeah, okay. Should we avoid war
right
at all? Should we avoid war at all costs, even if someone attacks one of our allies? Do you take the stance that war is never the answer, Terrence? No?
No. I don't. Sometimes. Sometimes you just gotta let a nigga know what's up. That's just what it is. If somebody just come in and somebody just run up in your house and just tear up your house, if they run up in one of your boys' house or somebody down the street in the same neighborhood, I mean, they're eventually gonna say they can run up in your house too. You could have the best house, the biggest house, the nicest looking house, the biggest gate. They still gonna think they can come in your house and do the same thing they do to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, you're eventually gonna have to do something. You're gonna shoot off something.
Okay.
Nah, it ain't going on over here. It's not happening.
All right. Do you think us having nuclear bombs on deck is a good idea?
I think it's necessary because other people are trying to either have them or trying to acquire them. And I don't know too many people that got sports cars that don't want to drive them. Because you got some crazy niggas over there that are going to want to shoot off one at least.
Right.
At least one. Because what you going to have them for not planning on shooting them at least
Well, that's the point. That's the point of my question. We have them, and we don't plan on shooting them. So people say all the time, we should get rid of our nuclear arsenal because we just have them. And if we're not really going to use them, why have them? You feel what I'm saying? But I'm like, motherfucker,
well, yeah.
Because they have them, and they might use them. So if we may, I think we have nuclear bombs because we might fucking use them. We might
right.
need to use those motherfuckers one day. That's why we got them. I don't think we have them just as a deterrent. No, motherfucker, we got them because we might have to use them one day. It's to deter you from
exactly.
trying to use yours. But if you use yours, motherfucker, we're going to use ours, and we're going to goddamn cross them across the sky.
Right.
And then everybody got to start from ground zero, got to start from day one again.
Right. But see, my point is, I mean, just like this nigga in North Korea, man, nigga, wow, an old boy in Iran, that nigga might get up in some kind of way one day and just might want to line something off. You never know.
Yeah.
So that's the whole point behind that. It's like, no, nigga down here, he down the street, he got cannons. I need to have my cannons on deck too, though.
Right. And maybe I'm making this shit too hood. Maybe I'm trying to apply some hood shit to some shit that shouldn't even be applied. But that's just how I see it.
But you know what? But you know what? It's the same principle, though. Seriously,
that's
it's
what I'm saying.
Same thing. It's really
yeah.
not much different. It's
right.
really not much different at all when you sit and think about it.
Okay, all right. I thought maybe it was me. I was just a little too ghetto for my own being. All right, last question for my own good.
Yeah.
Last question: who do you think is the biggest threat to our country? Who's the biggest threat?
The reason why I say China, and the reason why I say it's not necessarily because you had mentioned it earlier, is because now, there's a few reasons why I say that. It's getting to the point now to where there are other organizations that's trying to force China to slow down their growth because they're actually causing a global shift in the global economy because of their rapid growth and their acquisition of different things, land, resources, things like that. On
mm-hmm.
top of that, they're supplying all different types of things to, like, say, like the U.S. So the U.S. is the main superpower right now. Like when they had the toy recall and they had lead in the toys and the paint that they were using. And, you know, the levels of lead that they had in the toys were, like, deadly levels of lead that could kill kids. It's like, well, was that planned? You don't know that. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So you don't know. And I mean, the best form of terrorism is the kind that people don't see when they start infiltrating and then they start acclimating to your way of life. And then next thing you know, you're like, oh, dang, these niggas all around here.
Right,
they taking over because.
But you don't feel
like
we should go to war in Mexico, okay, Terrence? I don't understand. Cause they all over that.
You said what now?
You don't feel like
where?
We need to go to war with Mexico? You know what I'm saying? They infiltrating. They everywhere.
No,
all over.
No. I was just joking about that. But no, for real, straight up, man, everybody knows they tripping about that, man. That cocaine still comes from Colombia, man. Okay, if that's about gone or not, that cocaine still comes from Colombia. So.
Okay. All right.
They wilding.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in. Let me get the rest of these people up here on deck. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
All right, man.
Bye,
thanks for calling
Ruby.
In.
Bye.
All right. Let's see who's next. I think it was Keisha. I think Keisha. Yeah, Keisha was next. I see my homie Derek on the line, and I see Shay. A couple more people. Hit the number one people if you want to go. If you want to go on the air, all right. First up is Keisha F. Keisha F, what's happening, babe?
Hey,
what's going on? Thanks for calling the
Hello?
Show. Thanks for calling the show. I got you. You feel me? All right. First
yeah.
up, I'm gonna switch the order of these questions because I realized that asking this one question after the other one is kind of stupid. Should we avoid war at all costs, even if someone attacks us or one of our allies? Is war the answer? Is war ever the answer?
It's not always the answer, but sometimes it is. I just think that the way that they go about it, just sending bodies in is not always the answer. Sometimes you can solve war by starting in the boardroom. And when you talk about, you know, other countries infiltrating our electrical systems or whatever you were saying, I couldn't hear that part. Something like that, I don't feel like a body war, sending kids out there, is going to solve that problem. So, maybe war is the name, but sometimes we have to fight the war with the pen.
Okay. So if they hack our electronic grid, which will basically shut down this whole country and kill a couple thousand people because people are going to starve, people are going to get sick, there's going to be a lot of ramifications. If you shut down the electric grid in this country, you will kill hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, if you do it for a long enough time. You feel what I'm saying? Especially if you say you mm-hmm. do this shit in the dead of the winter. You're going to kill, you know how many people you'll kill up in the Minnesotas and New Yorks and Maines from freezing to death in South Dakota and shit? You feel what I'm saying? How many people would starve? There's a lot of ways that you can kill a couple hundred thousand people if you just shut the electronic grid down. So if you kill all those people and you cause the death of those people, you mean to tell me it's not a way, it's not worth us putting boots on the ground and fucking somebody up over?
But honestly, whenever it comes to countries that have that type of control, aren't there already soldiers there? Get them started first. Figure out what you can do to come to some type of an agreement and then go to send extra bodies if you need to. You don't necessarily have to, off the bat, throw little kids out there. No, I don't think so. I mean, they're going to be casualties and more anyway. No, I don't need your help. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, what do you think? Okay, I'll ask that question first, and I'll go back, and that's the order I'm going to do it from now. So, do you agree with us going to war because of a conflict that happened thousands of miles away?
Yeah. I mean, if necessary, yes. But again, I stand by starting in the boardroom to begin with. Unless they are coming into our country, and I just don't see the point in just sending bodies just because. There are already troops over in Korea, South Korea, that are there, hopefully not with family members, but they can already get started on manning up. So why send extra bodies?
Because if it's a task that really, because having some bodies there just to make sure everything is copacetic is a far thing from an invasion or a conflict type of, you have to scale up, scale up your manpower if you're going to do that.
But what did they do? They came through, fired up a few, and then we came back, fired up a few. It doesn't necessarily mean we got to go round up every troop in the U.S. and send them out there. It's been taken care of already.
Okay.
But, I mean, if we... So
right on, girl.
Thank you.
Okay. I say kill them. But anyway.
That's what you need to do. Do what you need to do, especially if it's going
to... He just wants to kill and blow up something right about now.
No, I don't. That's not true.
At the end of the day... Never mind.
Go ahead.
I don't even finish my thought. I was just going to say, at the end of the day, it doesn't always require extra bodies to go there. You can start with what's already there. And then as far as the U.S. goes, we have to look at ourselves as the force that we've been. We can't just sit back and say, oh, well, that's not our fight, because, of course, it's our fight. We have to maintain certain allies. We have to maintain certain ground. We have to maintain the image that we have as the U.S. We can't just go out and stand by while people that we call our friends economically or whatever the case may be are being trampled on. You can't let that happen.
Okay. So, let me see. What do you think we should have the draft or mandatory service?
If necessary. I don't see why not. If it's absolutely necessary. Because, I mean, there are already kids that are already gung-ho signing up to be in the military. So unless you have some type of shortage or unless there's some type of world war that requires extra manning, I don't think that there's a need for a draft. Only if it's absolutely necessary.
Mandatory service at 18?
Mandatory service at 18 if necessary, because these kids are going in at 18 anyway. They're leaving high school and going to Mets.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm saying mandatory. Like you got to go in there and just give them two.
No, not unless it's absolutely necessary. And like Ruby said, maybe change the age to 21 if it becomes mandatory. But I already said, a lot of these kids are signing up for it. They go through their entire lives saying, when I turn 18, I'm joining whatever branch. So there are already enough kids who want to sign their life over to Uncle Sam.
Well, that's not necessarily enough, because there's not enough. We need the manpower.
I think there are.
If we start beefing with a true superpower like China or some shit, no, we don't have enough people on deck. We need more. I'm going to tell you that right now. This has already been established. It's been studied. It's been reported.
Yeah,
we don't have enough. We don't got enough war. We don't got enough to go to war with them boys right now. We would absolutely have to enact the draft if we beef with China. It's not even a question. That shit is popping off. Motherfuckers are going. Because we don't got enough. Them motherfuckers are a billion strong in a army.
Right, and like I said, I have no issue with the draft if it's absolutely necessary.
Okay.
I honestly feel like there are enough kids who are already voluntarily going in. So
okay.
Unless something like that happens, no, not
okay.
necessarily.
All right, what about nuclear bombs? Do you think it's a good idea for us to have nuclear bombs?
If they got them, yes. The only issue I have, and it was stated in the article earlier this morning, the only issue that I have with having nuclear bombs is an accident, something stupid that might happen. Someone looks away and does something dumb, and then all of a sudden a country's gone for no reason, gone because of an accident. That's my only issue with nuclear weaponry. But sure, let's have them because they have them. That's the only reason they have them.
Because we got them, huh? And vice
exactly.
versa.
Man,
and it goes on and on and on and round and round we go, around the merry-go-round.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's an awful circle.
All right. Till the music stops and somebody tries to sit in the chair. Now,
exactly.
who do you think is the biggest threat to our security as a country right now in this moment?
Well, T. Lewis already said it. It's China. Never mind. I'll take it back. But T. Lewis did say it, the same thing that I was going to say. China is our economic, you know, the ones that would take it from us economically. But me, personally, I believe I'm scared of the Taliban because you don't know who they are, where they are, and when they might strike. So that is as far as a threat to security, I think it's the Taliban. But as far as a threat to the economy, it would have to be China because China is going to dip into everybody's pocket, the regular man on up.
Yeah.
If something
Thanks,
were
Walmart!
Exactly.
Patriotic, my ass. Fuckers. Anyway.
Hey, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Got to get their money here.
I know. All right, Keisha, thanks.
No problem.
Derek, what's up, homie?
Yo, what's up, yo?
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show. Shay, I see you. LL, I'm coming. And I see everybody else on the line. Please hit the number 1-347-934-0966 if you want to talk to me. I'm coming down the line. I got my homie Derek on the line. You feel me? All right. First question I got for you, homie, is this. Should we avoid war at all costs? Do you think war is never the answer?
Hold on. Yeah, war is the answer, like, sometimes, like, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Not
so I'm just want to make sure. Because you have people who say war is never the answer. We should. You know what I'm saying? You got people out there with that.
I don't feel like that,
Okay. All right. What about, do you agree with us going to war because of a conflict that happens thousands of miles away? Often, a lot of times, we get into shit that over shit that didn't even happen over here in our own land, and we do it all the time. First Korean War, all that, you know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Those are wars that no incident took place on our land, but it took place in something that happened thousands of miles away that was in our interest. Do you think it's all right for us to go to war, send men and women to die over something that's not a direct threat to us as a nation directly on our soil?
I don't know. I would say actually, yeah, it's okay for us to do that just because of the simple fact, depending on what the war is about. Like, if it's going to turn into something that could threaten us later, I feel like, yeah, you know, if we can handle it right then and there, you know, nip it in the bud or control it somehow, then yeah, we can. But if it's nothing that really has anything to do with us, then nah, we stay up out of it. Ain't
okay.
no point in us wasting our.
But
know,
what if it
our,
has something to do with? What if it has something to do with one of our allies?
Oh yeah, because yeah,
you know we got these treaties
that's
part of NATO. Yeah, you know you do something to you go bomb London, nigga. You are gonna have American troops
yeah.
on your soil.
Yeah,
too.
we got to be there because that's part of being an ally. You gotta have your allies back. You know,
right.
If we don't have one ally's back, then what about the rest of our allies? They gonna sit and turn around like, well, shit, America ain't help us help them when they was down or when you know when somebody was fucking with them, so. Kind of like, shit, we might break, or that's when you might see the actual allies, they start falling off. People don't really want to fuck with us like that.
Right, right. Would you ever fight in a war or a conflict if need be? Or would you
if
be like, fuck
be,
that, I ain't dying
if,
for this country?
If need be, I would.
Okay.
And
need
I
be.
That's probably more so, yeah, if need be, because, I mean, my pops, he was in the military, he was in the Marines.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I grew up around all that, and it was never anything I wanted to do, but if it was necessary, you know, I would do it.
Okay. So you grew up in a military household. That's interesting, but you really don't want to serve. Why? You grew up with it?
Yeah, kind of. So I never really, like, yeah, I was never really the one. I just was around it too much and kind of seen a little, you know, military things here and there. I didn't really agree. And then I'm not really one that likes to take orders like that. I'm good at taking orders, but all that belittling me and, you know,
right.
just because something, yo, get down and give me fucking 50 fucking push-ups and, oh, you can't do that shit. You're a piece of shit. I don't got time for all that.
Right.
I was never really about that.
All right. What is something that can happen that you make that will make you feel war is justified? Like something like 9/11. Did you think we should have went to war when 9/11 happened? You think that was justified that we went over there and fucked up those countries because they fucked up our buildings?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean they came on our soil and killed
yeah.
you know American citizens. Like hell yeah, we got to do something about that.
Okay. All right. So what's something else that can happen that you think would be justified going to war? That you know there's a possibility.
That's a possibility. Oh, shit. I don't even know, like, a possibility. I don't even know. I can't think right off the top of my head about one nothing right now.
What if they sink one of our ships full of sailors? What if they sink an aircraft carrier?
Yeah, if they're around the United States or even our military bases that we got stations all across the world, if it has anything directly to do with American soil, then, yeah, I feel like we have to defend ourselves. We need to go to war. We need to at least go, you know, take care of that business right then and there. And if need be a war, then I guess that's what it's going to have to be. But you should never let anybody invade your space and let them take you for granted and be like, oh, they weak. They don't want no problems with us.
Right. All right. Do you think having nuclear bombs on deck is a good idea?
Oh, yeah. Why not?
I mean, some people be like, get rid of the fucking nukes. So you got these people out here that be like, there's no reason for us to have nukes, and they just are totally opposed to it.
Well, people say
I'm
that.
I'm waiting for those pussies to call in, but they just not on the phone tonight.
No, my thing about that is, you know, with the nukes is, yeah, all right, like you said, like when I first got on, I think I just heard you saying, like, yeah, we got the nukes, but we ain't really doing nothing with them. We really using them as a deterrent. But you
right.
got countries out there that want to use them. Not as a deterrent. They want to use them. They want to use them on people. So, like, yeah, why should we give up our nukes? And you know damn well that North Korea is not going to give up their nukes.
North Korea don't have any nukes right now. North Korea, we can't let those motherfuckers get nukes.
That's the whole point.
That's the whole point is they're trying
to
get nukes and we're trying to stop them. And if China help them get nukes, we're going to have a problem with China.
That's what sparked
the whole shit off. You feel what I'm saying? If China give the motherfuckers nukes, we're going to have a problem with China.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a problem. We're gonna beef
with
them.
We can't fuck with China like at all.
At the end of the day, people say that, but at the end of the day, as long as we got them boys, China knows China. One thing about America,
yeah.
Everybody need to remember, pay attention, people. We are the only motherfuckers that dropped that motherfucker on the motherfucker before.
Yeah.
Don't think we won't do it again.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one thing about this country that's like everybody talking and we got the bombs and they yell. We the only motherfuckers that was like, nigga, what? 40,000 motherfuckers in one rock.
And
you know what I'm saying?
I mean, that goes back to the other question.
And I'm glad we'll do it. I'm glad that we were the ones who did it. Fuck everybody who don't like that decision, okay? I'm glad we were the ones who dropped the bomb on them motherfuckers because we done showed the motherfucker, don't play. We bought that over here. I've been taking this shit to the hood, man. Maybe I need to
but that goes back to one of your first questions about, you know, if something happens, like the 9/11 type, you know, what events or what's justifiable. Yeah, they came over to Pearl Harbor and fucked Pearl Harbor up.
People leave that shit out.
Yeah,
every
like,
time
so
they talk about Hiroshima, Nagasaki shit, you forgot about Pearl Harbor. Tell the whole story, motherfucker.
Yeah, how,
you know
like,
what
it was that's carnage. Like, that shit was crazy, like. Even, like, that whole, the Pearl Harbor movie, don't look at that, nigga. Look at, like, an actual documentary or read up on it and actually research that shit. Like, it was one of the worst losses we took, like, and them niggas snuck us, and they played it. They played it like, nah, we ain't, you know, we don't got no problems, and then they snuck them birds over there and fucked us up. So
We had to do it, man. I don't understand people who are upset that we did that. We're the only ones. Motherfucker, we was the only motherfucker. We was not fucking with nobody. They started that shit.
Yep.
And I'm glad for all the faults or whatever. all the motherfuckers, I'm glad that certain motherfuckers was in certain positions at certain times. Even though I don't agree with Bush and I really don't like Bush as the president, I'm kind of glad he was the president when 9/11 popped off, because I'm glad we have a motherfucker in there that would have thought about it. Fuck thinking about it, bitch. Fuck that. They just killed 3,000 motherfuckers. Let's get it. All right, homie. Thanks for calling into the show. You feel what I'm saying? All right. Next caller, who's on deck? Let me see. It was next. Shay.
Hey, Shay, what's up?
Thanks for calling the show. Appreciate it. You feel what I'm saying?
You got
it. Okay, but you've been hearing, you know what I'm saying? You know what we're talking about today. Episode 115. War and Peace. You feel what I'm saying? I haven't talked about much peace. I'm pretty much talking about mostly war.
Yeah.
But for the most part, that's kind of where we're going with this conversation. Now, so I want to ask you the questions. Hold on. I went back from my scheme because I was trying to tell people. Okay, yeah, I'm back. Now, here we go. All right. What was the first question? Should we avoid war at all costs?
No, I don't think we should avoid it at all costs. Unfortunately, I see it as a necessary evil, and I say that because although we don't like war, nobody really likes the concept of war and the outcomes of it, what could happen, you know, we have to have some war because nothing will be accomplished. Everything can't just be accomplished peacefully, so sometimes you got to take a little bit more drastic measures in order to get a peaceful outcome.
All right, true. So, what do you think? Do you agree with us going to war because of a conflict that happened thousands of miles away?
Yeah, sometimes. Because sometimes it could directly affect us, and sometimes it could indirectly affect us, like with the situation, you know, with the oil and made our gas prices rise and stuff like that.
Right.
So, yeah, I agree with that.
Well, do you think that's something that we should go to war about? Oil? Should we go to war for oil?
Well,
we already done it already. Bush already did it, but do you think, you know what I'm saying?
And, you know, we're not going to, eventually we're going to run out of what we got. I'll put it like that.
So you're saying we should go to war and take other people's oil?
We should go to war to keep the peace so that we can maintain supplies.
Whoa. If we run out of oil, should we go to war and take someone else's oil if we run out? Or should we come up with another way to get, to not fucking have to use the oil? How about that option? That's what people are going to tell you. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're sovereign nations. We don't have no right to go over there taking their natural resources. How would we feel if the motherfuckers came over here and started taking our shit just because they ran out over there?
Well, if that was the case, then we should have started a long time ago making it, because if we just suddenly run out, then, you know, our whole means of existence and the way we live is going to be drastically affected. It's not
I understand what you're saying, but you know, you got a couple motherfuckers that want to kill Obama when he wants to get us off the fucking oil.
So you talk like that, Shay.
You get the people over there on the right, they get all riled up saying, you know, you're just a bleeding heart fucking liberal. There's no goddamn global warming.
They suppose that we do when we run out of everything if we don't want to secure.
And we will. Oil is 100%. It's not infinite. You see what I'm saying? It's not infinite. It will run out. 100% chance of it running out is a 100% chance that at some point there will be no more oil.
It's not if, it's when. That's all
right.
And if they're not taking enough measures to try to convert things, and you know, not that I see. To try to, like, you know, you can't replenish it, so you're going to have to make something else. I mean, you know, you got electric cars and stuff like that, but that's not enough.
So,
in the meantime, you have to try to maintain some type of allies with somebody who has a much greater supply source of oil so that you can, you know, until you can convert or come up with another solution, maintain your existence.
All right. So, what about Mandatory service, the draft or mandatory service when you're 18.
I agree with that, with a few exceptions. With the age, first of all, because at 18, I don't even think that people are really mature enough to.
Well, they going into 18 right now, Shay.
I understand that, but if we're going to make it mandatory, then I think we need to raise the age at least to 21. And also, I think there should be some exceptions with certain medical personnel. Instead of making it mandatory, it should be an optional volunteer thing with, you know, optional volunteer and, like, you know, enlisting with, like, a, I don't know, maybe, like, some perks, bonuses, like a certain rank or something like that to give them more incentive. Because when you think about it, if there's a war pop-off, you know, you're going to need enough medical personnel to, you know, handle the wounded because people will be wounded.
But that's why they're going to train you when you go in there to be a medic. So that's why. That's why. If they grab your ass, it don't matter. You're going to have enough medical personnel to see the wounded because you can't be a regular EMT or a regular doctor and think that you know triage in the field. So you're going to have to go to a military training and triage anyway. So they're going to train you. They're going to make a certain amount of them. They're going to make a certain amount of them medics in the military.
That's why I said instead of making it mandatory for certain medical personnel, they should make it optional. And, like, you know, maybe they could go in instead of being an enlistment, go in and being, like, a low-ranking officer to make it a more of an incentive for them to, you know, want to.
Well, you're going to have – you can't – yeah, I guess so. You can only have so many officers and shit, at, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? So, that's limited in numbers. Okay. Next question. What do you feel – is something that can happen over here in this country would be a reason enough for us to go to war? Like, do you think you think 9/11 was reason enough for us to go to war?
Not right there. Somebody directly, you know, invading the United States and, you know, innocent people that, you know, were not harming anybody. Just, you know what I'm saying? That right there is a great reason.
All right. What about nuclear bombs? Do you think we should have nuclear bombs?
I think it's necessary for us to keep them as insurance because we don't know. If somebody else has them, then, yeah, we need them. That's like an insurance backup in case something pops off. We need to have those. We don't need to just put our pants down with nothing.
All right. Last question. Who do you think is the greatest security threat to this country right now?
You know, I'm going to have to say China also.
I can't hear you. You breaking up.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I said I'm going to have to say China because T. Lewis did bring up a good point, too, that, you know, they supply a lot. And, you know, and if we mess up with China, we going to be out in the cold.
Really? What about no one has said what a lot of Republicans think is our biggest threat, which is Iran. No one's even said Iran. It's like people just harping on China. What about our? I pick China because of my own reasons. But if you ask anybody in politics right now, they're gonna tell you Iran. But nobody on this phone line has said Iran yet. I was just waiting. I just had to bring it up. I'm like, shit. Is nobody gonna say Iran? Everybody's picking China. I think China is the not so politically popular answer. If you ask a politician or somebody in the military, they're gonna say Iran.
Well, maybe that's just in light of recent events. You know, we're thinking along those lines.
Yeah. I guess so. I mean, but in recent events, China ain't technically did shit to us. See, my thing with China is, China to me is just a wolf in sheep's clothing. I don't know. You feel me? I just think that they are up to some shit. They have some shit up their sleeve. You feel what I'm saying? And they have too much control over the supplies of too much shit that we use. You feel me? Our import export with China is fucked up. Period. Point blank. We importing way too much shit from the motherfuckers, and we ain't exporting enough shit out that they need. So if they say fuck it, we ain't fuck with y'all. No, it's too much shit that we getting from them that they make for us. And it's not vice versa. I don't like our trade arrangement with China.
Everything is made in China.
Right. That's what I don't like. You feel me? If anybody had any sense, you would understand that. Fuck all this free trade, global brouhaha, kumbaya shit, okay? If you're a motherfucking company and you get your shit made over in China, I'm going to tax your fucking ass so goddamn much you should bring it back over here and pay these fucking Americans to make it, bitch. Because it's going to end up costing you still the same amount of money. You feel what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. That's how they make it so cheap. Those people over there, if they're getting paid like,
right.
The equivalent might be of like $1 or $2 an hour or something crazy.
Right. And so, of course, you can't compete with that because we're not finna do it.
Oh, no.
You feel me? I know somebody said the Taliban already, too. Somebody else said the Taliban. Keisha said the Taliban. Keisha said the Taliban was the most, was, you know, that was the only other person that said anything besides China. Keisha said the Taliban, but everybody else said China. No one said Iran. Which if you really watch CNN, all those motherfuckers on the analysts think that they're the motherfucking biggest threat. Not China. For the most part. I guess it depends on who your lobbyist is. Okay. Thanks, Shay.
You're welcome.
For calling the show. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Very informative answer, all right? All right.
Label.
What do you think about that conflict in Korea? I'm going to go to LL next. What do you think about that conflict in Korea?
Man, that's jacked up. That little dude, he is, like, off the chain. He is, like, really off the chain. Talking about if South Korea even step a millimeter over the line, it's on.
But, hey, man, he's got – listen, that's his shit, his border. Don't come over my fucking border, motherfucker. That's what he's saying. I mean,
yeah.
We feel the same way. Then again, we'll let anybody come across the southern border, all kind of Mexicans and shit. We ain't worried about that. But outside of the Mexicans can do what the fuck they want to do over here. But outside of them, we'll get mad about anybody else doing it. Except the Mexicans. Mexicans can do whatever the fuck they want to do for some odd reason. Still on that shit.
Get drafted, too. That's what I got to say about that.
Okay. If they bring their ass over here and get detained on this motherfucker, we need to put a uniform on them and send their motherfucking ass in the drop zone. I bet their ass stop coming over this bitch then and start goddamn finding some work over there. All right. Thanks, everybody. Can you tell them I got immigration issues? Get it right, Obama. All right. Next caller. LL, what's happening, babe?
What's going on?
Nothing. What's popping?
Hello. All that craziness on the news, that's what's popping.
That's what started this whole conversation, because I got into it with a bunch of motherfucking idiots on goddamn Yahoo today talking about the shit, because, of course, all these motherfuckers want to blame Obama as if what the fuck the little Kim Jong-il do over there got some shit, like, as if Obama can just some shit that's been going on since before Obama was even born. You feel me? But somehow they morphed into this. It's Obama's, he's weak, and that's why they feel like they can do it. Shut the fuck up. The motherfucker didn't shoot a motherfucking missile at America, bitch. He shot it at South Korea. Now, that's an ally, but at the end of the day, the motherfucker didn't bomb a motherfucking aircraft carrier. Okay?
Yeah.
So to blame and to say that he felt like he can do that because Obama weak, you left your motherfucking hood on the dresser at home, bitch. That's all I got to say about that. Anyway.
Why are you always fighting with people online? That's all
well,
I love
I'm
about.
Well, I have an internet radio show. You know, I don't know that.
No, I don't know about that. I heard it was a hot thing on the internet.
You're right. So, the internet is kind of sort of my world. You know what I'm saying? As aspect,
oh,
all right?
Goodness.
So,
yes, I got you.
All right, so the first question, LL.
Yes.
Is war ever the answer? Should we take the stance that war is not the answer?
Without war, there is no peace.
Good. You get it. On to the next one. Do you agree with us going to war because of a conflict that happens thousands of miles away? For instance, this little tic-tac thing with North Korea or some shit that Pakistan does with Iran. You feel me? Do you agree with us going to war with things that don't even happen on American soil? Ally or not?
I feel like we should pick our battles a lot more wisely. I think we have a problem of sticking our nose into some issues that our nose don't need to be in, trying to uphold this image. But
like what? Let me ask you that. Let me specifically, because I want to know what do you think we stuck our nose in that we had no business sticking our nose in recently?
I don't have an example for you. But I think
that we do that from time to time.
LL.
You know I will not allow you to get away with saying something like that, and then you can't tell me anything.
Well, I don't have anything off the top of my head. I mean, like, okay, well, before 9/11, we were already over there. So I think, like, when 9/11 happened, that was a reason for us to be there. Before that, I don't think we had a reason to be over there. What was that, like Desert Storm or something?
Oh, yeah, the very first war was a sham, of course. That was just, you know, well, Saddam Hussein did threaten us in the very first.
Yeah, but you know, people threaten. People do threaten, and but yeah. I think that I think 9/11. That's my example. 9/11. That's our reason. Before 9/11, we could have let we. I mean, what he threatened? If he would have did something, then that could have been our reason. But he threatened.
Okay. All right. Well, he did take over the pipeline also. That major pipeline where we was getting a lot of oil from, you feel me? And a lot of our allies was getting oil. So people have to know their history. He did fucking blow up the fucking pipeline and say he was going to take it over. We couldn't have that now. We couldn't have that.
No. Okay. So what happened though? I mean, what happened? Gas prices still went up.
The fucking pipeline. He blew it up and he said he was going to fucking take it over. The pipeline over there in the Middle East. He said he was going to do. He was going to. You know what I'm saying? Back then, you know, Iraq and Iran wasn't, you know, they were enemies and shit, and it was a whole different political landscape in the Middle East before that. You feel me? It was other people that he was threatening. He was threatening his neighbors that were, some of them were our allies. You feel me? They felt like he was way more powerful than he really was, but he really wasn't as powerful as he showed the world that he really not that hard. Well, to them, he was hard because, you know, when it comes to military levels, then he had them in a bind, but he couldn't see us. So we had to be big kids on the block and be like, look, stop bullying everybody, motherfucker. And we had to show him.
Yeah, we had to show him to stop bullying everybody. Exactly. That's right. My point.
Okay. What about the draft and mandatory service?
I have a son who in 3 years will be 18. So I'm not for the draft and mandatory service. Not unless it came down to an extreme issue, which I believe is what implemented the draft in the first place. They needed soldiers, and that's what implemented it. I don't think if it's not a situation where you need that many people right then, I don't think that the draft should be mandatory.
Well, what about not necessarily? Okay, so no mandatory service whatsoever. You don't think they need to just?
You know
18?
What I do think though. You know what I do think. I do think that if you are going to make people go, if it's going to be mandatory, then you should take some of them. Hold on, because I'm working. I'm putting tickets on people's cars. Let me check in my car before they start fussing.
Okay.
All right, now I'm back in my car. Okay. I think that if you are going to do something like it's mandatory and you have to go, you know what? You got a lot of teams that you can sign up that might end up going off to college and being doctors and lawyers, and then they can get killed, or, you know, being somebody important, they can get killed over there. I think that maybe you should start your mandatory draft in the prison system with the teens that and the older people who weren't trying to do nothing anyway, instead of them sitting over here wasting taxpayers' money and our children are all going off to war. How about you send some of them? Because they want to fight anyway. They want to do everything anyway. They want to, you know what I'm saying? If
you just
hold them in the prison system, then they need to go to war. Like, if they're not being upstanding citizens,
but you're talking about giving people who are criminals and having a problem with taking orders an AK-47 rifle loaded, showing them how to use it, showing them how to build a bomb, and these people already have issues with taking orders and being a part of regular society. See, the problem with that
let me finish, because when you go to war, if you know, and you've been in the military, when you go to war, you're in a controlled environment. Are they not in a controlled environment in prison?
Listen, what I'm saying is, the number one thing when you're in the military that they teach you is, and they harp and they put it in your brain and they brainwash you into understanding the chain of fucking command. If you break the chain of command, if you got a problem and you don't go to the person who's directly over you and you try to go over their head, you will get fucking rolled up and fucked up for that. If you go over somebody, if you're a paid officer and you try and go over your chief's head and talk to the warrant officer, and the warrant officer says, "Have you talked to chief about it?" and you say no, that's your ass. Motherfuckers in prison got a problem with following structure and orders. Even if you still got to have control. If we tell you, look, motherfucker, go over here and flank them and got them come back around, come back up, and then do that, and you say, fuck that, man, I think that shit might be the wrong shit, nigga. I'm going to go over this motherfucker way. If you that type of motherfucker, if you can't take a motherfucking order, which obviously you have a problem going with the rules and structure because you in prison, well, now we might have a little bit of a problem.
Listen, I totally understand what you're saying, but everybody that's in prison right now, they are going by somebody's rule and somebody's order because they still in prison. They have to be in there going by.
And they don't have a loaded AK-47 in their hands, LL.
I'm not saying you got to give them a gun.
You got to give them a gun. You're going to drop them in a fucking war zone. You got to give them a gun.
Send them over there. That's what I'm saying. Send them over there first.
You got to give them a gun if you put them in war.
Well, we paying for the war and we paying for them to sit in prison. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me.
Well,
I'm broke.
I'm just saying you got to think about that when people, you're the second person
to say that. I'm thinking about that. I'm thinking about that as well. But, I mean, honestly, we have people, and no, I'm not saying send the mass murderers over there so they can kill everybody that, you know, killed their fellow soldiers. I'm not saying send them. I'm not saying send people with psychological. I mean, if you want me to be honest, the military sends mass murderers over to war anyway. They send people with psychological problems to war anyway. They don't do the testing. They don't be knowing fully what these soldiers are capable of when they send them to war. So they sending people in the prison. They sending people over to war with the same problems that people in the prison system got. Say they ain't.
Hi, ma'am.
Say
that's
they
probably
ain't.
Probably true. Probably, but yeah.
Okay,
actually,
then.
Probably,
so go
okay.
Get some of them out the prison system just because the ones that signing up ain't committed no felony and now they a soldier. That don't mean that they couldn't have very well ended up somebody in the prison system. So essentially, you sending the same people. Go get them behind the four walls and send them over there.
All right. I'm giving you. I'm not necessarily all the way opposed to it. I'm just saying. You got to think about it. You got to think it all the way through. You're still going to have to screen them. You just can't go get everybody in prison. You have to screen these motherfuckers.
I'm not saying go get everybody. Yes, screen them. But
yeah.
You know what? As well as the ones that need to be screened that are in the prison system, they need to start screening our soldiers that's going over there as well. Because you having soldiers killing soldiers. You having soldiers coming back, going deranged and killing soldiers. You know, they need to be screening everybody that they send over there. But you know what? You can start, if you're going to have a mandatory draft, you can start screening the ones in the prison system who ain't doing nothing for American society anyway. You can start there and make that mandatory.
You're right. And actually,
they're not law-abiding citizens.
Yeah, if they went in and they said, you got 10 years. Say you a dope boy or something. You got 10 years federal time or state time, whatever, for selling dope or whatever. You never been a real threat to anybody's personal harm. And they say, look, you got 10 years, 20 years. You gonna do all this fed time, or you can give me 5 years. You know what I'm saying, in the military. You feel what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure you had motherfuckers with their motherfucking hands raised high as a motherfucker, quick as fuck, trying to get the fuck up out them motherfucking walls ASAP.
Exactly.
So you know, I'm not saying I'm opposed to it. I'm not saying I'm opposed to it. I just put that out there because you said it. Okay, next question. I got to go to the next question. What about nuclear bombs? Do you think it's okay for us to have nuclear bombs on deck?
I think all of that is just a huge mess. But yes, we have them because I think it was Shay who said, because other people have them. And I mean, we just a whole bunch of copycatters, and I don't like that anyway. Because where's the
original? Whoa! We had them first. We was one of the first countries to have them.
I'm saying everybody's, you know, okay, yeah, we got them, so they got them. Now everybody threatening to use them on each other. It's like, come on, y'all. For real?
Well,
ain't no adults.
Well, we got to have them.
Yeah,
today,
obviously. We got
to
have
time.
Them.
Same time, man. Same time.
And we all
same
just
time.
Dead at the
you know
same
what I'm saying?
Time.
God damn it. You know what I'm saying? If they ain't giving theirs up, nigga, we need to have them. Now, it's just that simple with me.
It's
a no-brainer.
I think it's crazy. I think the whole thing is crazy. And because of, like, I believe it was Shay who said, too, that, I mean, an accident. It is so, accidents are just that. They happen. And then all of a sudden, the whole country wiped out because y'all was playing with these nuclear weapons.
All right. Next question. Last question. All right?
Okay.
Who do you think is our worst enemy right now? Who do you think is the biggest threat to our security as a country right now?
I can't think of which one it is, North or South Korea, but I think it's one of them.
Okay, it's North Korea.
I think it's one of them.
You know what I'm saying? It's North Korea is the one who started the whole little ruckus today and everything. And that's Kim Jong-il. He's the president. He's a little short guy. You see all the people making fun of with the big glasses. And he's a fucking idiot. He's a problem. But at the end of the day, he's not our biggest threat because he doesn't have a nuclear arsenal. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't have any
Do
money.
Do we know that for sure?
Yeah, we know. He doesn't have any money, and even if he did, he couldn't get the motherfucker over here. He doesn't have any money. His economy sucks. You feel what I'm saying? He's really powerless.
But those aren't those the people who, like, you really have to watch out for, the people who you think ain't got nothing? Like,
yeah, he's probably the one who was trying to sneak somebody over here to put a motherfucking dirty bomb down here in the middle of Times Square and blow it up. At the end of the day, he has that in his heart for the country. He hates us like that. But really, a true threat to this country, it's a couple people in line ahead of him. China and Iran, I can just name them off the top. Even Russia.
Well, yeah, I heard everyone else's choices, but I don't know. I just don't know. I just feel like, I don't know. That's like,
All right.
I think, you know who I think is a threat to this country? Anybody who we don't go help fight for. That's a threat. This country, anybody we don't go back up on something, and I feel like the government feels the same way. That's the reason why they always willing to go back somebody up on something.
Hey man, maybe so. All right, stay on the line, okay?
All right.
Got 19 minutes left in the show. Gonna spin a song. Want to hear it? Here we go. All right. This is Blizzom. Ready for War. After this break, I'll come back and take the rest of the calls before we end the show. Ready for War, featuring Taisha Brown.
I got my good side, you should help me out with the same thing. My first thought, grief on them like an edge, patient with that first call. You can't call it off shorty cause it's going down. Shove a small pistol in the club, nigga, fuck around. South side till I die, black tea, red eyes. Ski mask for his ass, nigga, let's ride. When it's time to eat a man up or stand down. Listen, it's a front runner, you can play the background. Vividly diagram, life through my diaphragm. Weed smoke blowing through my nose, pass it to the fam. Like Nat Turner, so burners to make it. Plus, all my bras stink like Angela Davis. Can't stop a hustle on the grind, I'ma make dough. David Koresh, the feds, turn the hood into Waco. From the gunshine, stay back up to Clayco. I'm the man around this bitch, cause I say so. Like Kobe, tell these white folks they owe me. So we gon' keep it grinding till they got the 40 acres to show me, homie. And if they take my guns, I got the best in the knife. Still be cool, but the magazine fly. The crimes run up on them quickly. Look them dead up in the eyes. They know I'm about to ride like they hear me. Time's the only thing they can give me. Judge by 12, but carry by 6. My real thugs feel me. So I two pop these imposters. Big pop for pop, then Jam Master J. Who shot you? If I die first, I'll forever live on. Immortalized through my words, nigga, sing my song. Leave my money to my seeds, leave my brother my bro. And tell my girl they ain't coming back home. Let's get it on.
Welcome everybody back to the show. You dig? Episode 115, you dig? You're back with K100 Internet Radio. That was my joint I got called Ready for War, aptly fit in the show, so that's why I ran that, you dig? All right, especially my homegirl, Taisha Brown, one of my homegirls, you know what I'm saying? She's real good people. What's up, Taisha? She listens to the show. She can't listen live a lot of times, but she does tune in, you feel me? So that was one of my songs, one of my favorite songs. I like that beat, that flow. I did that beat, by the way. I'm a monster. Welcome everybody that's on the phone lines. Welcome everybody listening to me out there via blogtalkradio.com. Welcome everybody that's listening to me in the podcast version. If you couldn't catch a live show, thanks for tuning in to K100 Radio. We got about 15 minutes left. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. You feel me? I think my homie Derek had wanted to say one more thing before I went to that song. What's up, homie?
Oh, no, I was about to the selective military. I think it was it Veronica or LL? One or two you were just talking to when they were talking about going to the prison and, you know, making them people or giving them the right or whatever that may be. I didn't really agree with that too much. I just don't feel like if you go to the prison, you got, even though you said, you know, people might want to get about there, but, you know, they get about there and they do the right thing up until they get put over there in that environment, and then you never know what could go wrong. So
yeah.
I just felt like, I don't know why, I don't think going to the prison would be something real good for us to do.
Right. Okay.
I just wanted to throw that out there.
That's true. That's what's up. I like I said, going to prison and getting dudes to go over there and serve. I'm not against it. You feel what I'm saying?
It's gonna work out.
You just gotta screen them real good. You gotta screen them real good. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But before you start drafting young kids out of high school and shit, I think that definitely, like if a war pops all the way off right now, China pops it off with us, and they got a billion man army, we're gonna need some bodies ASAP.
Yeah.
Before you go pull little Johnny, fresh out of his mama's goddamn house, who won't even know shit about the world, and send him over there and put an AK in his hand, send some of these thug niggas and send some of these crazy white boys, you feel what I'm saying? It's over there. That's already fucked up, jammed up in here in these prisons. Go to them, look at their rap sheet, see if they got any kind of truly violent, heinous crimes. If they in there for rape, you can't drop them over there in Afghanistan and China, because as soon as they got them, go through the goddamn little villages and kill the goddamn soldiers, they're going to rape the shit out of the motherfucking civilian women right when they get done. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
I
you know what I mean? You feel me? You know what I mean?
I think it's a double-edged sword in some ways. But
I
do think, like, now that I'm thinking about it again, it probably will work out as long as you get the right people. But if you fuck around,
you gotta screen it. You gotta screen
somebody,
it. Somebody,
what I'm saying, you got people out there that's real smart that can pass them screenings, and then get out there and you never know, go AWOL or do whatever the hell they feel like they want to do after they get to where they want to go.
Well, it's a risk. It's a risk you're gonna have to take when you already know it's a risk. You do that. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
All right. All right. I got my homie Game Hunter on the line. I see he chiming in. Game, what's up, homie?
What up, y'all?
Thanks for calling the show, my man. You feel me? 347-934-0966. I'm not even really doing an after party tonight, everybody, so you got to get it in. You got to get it in. If you want to talk to me, you got to hit the number one before the after party tonight, because it's looking like I'm not going to be able to do it. All right? I got my homie Game Hunter on the line for Game Hunter DVD. You feel what I'm saying? We're talking about episode 115, homie, War and Peace. You feel me? We're talking about, you know, the whole shit over there that popped off with old dude over there, Kim Jong-il, you know what I'm saying? You know, little dude over there, he got his problems. But at the end of the day, that could end up causing a conflict, you feel what I'm saying, that could really spark something. It could end up to a real big thing, because South Korea is our ally. And if they keep on popping off like that and South Korea get into it with these motherfuckers, we're going to goddamn be all in. And we're right back at square one with a whole nother fresh new conflict and war. So I decided to have a show about it. Now, the first question that I'm asking everybody, homie, is, Do you take the stance, first of all, which I'm pretty sure I can answer this for you, do you take the stance that war is not the answer? Is war ever the answer?
I mean, sometimes we got to go to war, man. It is the answer sometimes.
Right. So do you agree with us going to war because of conflicts that happen thousands of miles away?
What the war is going on now?
I mean, well, no, the war that we're in now, really, with Afghanistan, Iraq. This whole that whole thing started with something that happened in America. That whole thing sparked off from 9/11. So that doesn't count. But what about, you know, when we go to war for things that, for conflicts that happen over in other countries and shit? Do you agree with us going to war about shit that don't even happen over here in America?
I mean, yeah, because, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, America is trying to be the police of the world when it all boils down to it. It ain't no other way around it. Like, that's what they're trying to do. So they're going to fight and drop bombs on motherfuckers until people understand that shit. They can't just outright and say that shit, but...
But do you agree with that? Well, you're the first person that said that. Do you agree with us being the police of the world? Do you agree with us being the police of the fucking world, though, game?
I mean, if niggas want to fuck with it and shit, you know.
Come on.
Like, I'm not into, like, it's nothing I can really say about what the government is doing. That shit been I was born in it being that way and shit. Like, if niggas came from other countries to America, like, look, whatever we got to do, we're going to take this shit over. Like, main thing, we're going to put some sticks in the ground and claim this shit. And this motherfucker's already there, so you know what I mean? And they was fighting them Indians and shit for a while. Shit, the holiday was about the shit. Thanksgiving. The niggas came over here, fought. Shit got cold, and they lost. Indians helped them, but they knew that they liked this certain stupid shit that they ain't fuck with, and that's what it is. It was built on war and conquering and conning niggas and shit.
Right. I mean, that's what the country's about. Like I said, since the dawn of time, any era of peace between man was earned through war. All right, the next question: Would you go to war? Would you? I didn't ask everybody this question. I forgot. Damn it, man. But would you go to war if it popped off? Would you put your life on the line?
Well, like if they was on some draft and shit.
I mean, drafting, you ain't gonna have no choice. But would you just sign up if it really popped off and you felt like, and they was telling you, look, if for instance, if we was to spark something with China, whose army is a billion with a B, damn near a billion strong, damn near. You feel what I'm saying? It's
now,
like they got
the
a
war,
huge
like,
ass
you
army.
Talking
you know
about
what I'm saying?
Going to fight over there in their country, just like
yeah.
Going over there. Fuck no. Only time I'm warring if that shit going down over here.
Uh huh.
It ain't going down in my backyard. I ain't fighting for shit. Oh, you might as well just lock me the fuck up.
So you're going to wait for it to get... The whole point of fucking them up over there is so it doesn't get here. So your
kids...
Nah,
man, I'm not doing all that shit. Listen, you put me in another place talking about fight some shit with a gun and some water, I'm going to know. You already know where I'm going to be. Like, deserter. Like, he just bounced and shit. It ain't like, no, I'm just keeping it real shit. Like, that shit don't make, like, you can't take me out of my country to fight somewhere else to restore some order and some other wild nigga shit.
But no, I'm saying, if you know for a fact that where you're going is somewhere where people are plotting to come over here and take over.
Gotta let them tough niggas handle that shit that like that shit. Let's get all the draftees and niggas that's supposed to go and reserve niggas. Let them go now. If it's at the bare end and shit, you know what I mean? Like on that Will Smith movie, they fighting the aliens and everybody had to pull together, I'll jump in. Only
right.
Into the circumstances. Like, we need everybody. Help us. I'll come out and shit. But if they just like, just sign up and come hold it down, no.
Okay. All right. So what is something that you feel like would justify a war? You feel me? Like 9/11, you feel like that was justified? You from New York, so I don't even have to ask you that shit. I know you
should have bombed
that
shit like Hiroshima. Like, that's all I'm saying. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? I rock with the Muslims and everything, but wherever the fuck they thought he was at, they should have just bombed all that shit. Like, every intelligence, this way he be, this how they chilling, supposed to hit that shit. Boof! Threw that shit open, you know what I'm saying? The kingdom, whatever the fuck they was chilling at, they should have opened the mountains, turned that shit into playland. Because they did it back in the day. Them niggas came over like an island by America, dropped a couple bombs. Man, and like in the next couple of days, that shit was a hole from the moon on the earth.
Right. Yeah.
So they ain't do that shit now. That shit let you know. This is back in the day, like when it was hard to get shit over there. Now they got like one button that'll rock that shit right.
You're right about that, homie. So coming to that one button, what do you think about us having nukes? Do you think we should have nuclear bombs? Do you think we should have a nuclear arsenal?
I mean, shit, like, only thing I can say, I don't like none of that shit. But if other motherfuckers got them, shit, we need to have that shit, too. That's one thing I can say about, like, the Reagan and Bush niggas. Like, when it's time for some war shit, that nigga, if they can't find one, they going to start one. And they ready for that shit. Like, they ready to deploy. Like, that's one thing I say about them and shit. Like, I don't know about other presidents. and like they might help the people in the community out, but I know when it comes to wars and shit, the Bush niggas and the Reagan niggas, they was always ready for that shit. Like, shit, play. They ain't no countries talking no shit when them niggas was in like presidents and shit.
Well,
like, 9/11
happened when Bush was in office and they fucking did
that. Yeah, but you know, he set that shit all up, man. He orchestrated. Listen, man, it's contagious.
Oh,
this is how it's going to go that. Like, I'm just saying, dog, man, listen,
oh,
man. Listen, if you get niggas getting caught at the airport with guns and all this ID shit, you mean to tell me some old next Punjab niggas came through and got all the way to the front of the fucking plane and took this shit over with some fucking plastic knives in America? Niggas getting shot on the fucking corners and shit. You think a nigga with a plastic knife like put the pilot shit? Man, look, fuck that noise. Niggas believe what the fuck they want. You telling me some niggas, some foreign niggas in your country jumped on a plane with knives and shit and they overthrew all the Americans on the fucking airline, a commercial flight. The fuck out of here.
Okay. So you... All right.
Nigga, if you on a plane and this nigga saying he gonna hijack
now,
it, he got a plastic knife.
Now,
where you at with it?
After 9/11 happened, that could never happen again. Cause soon as you even flinch like that, nigga, I'm telling you real talk, true story, nigga. And I'm ask you the last question, real talk. I was on a flight, nigga, about a year after 9/11 happened, going to motherfucking Minneapolis, Minnesota, with some people's nigga. My motherfucking kids was on the plane with me, nigga. It was a motherfucking Arab motherfucker. Got on that goddamn plane, homeboy, full dress, headgear and all, nigga. Real talk, motherfucker came in there walking and shit. We seen that motherfucker sitting down praying. This motherfucker had the nerve to pray before he got on that motherfucking plane. Nigga, when I sat in that motherfucking seat, nigga, every motherfucking nigga, white boy, cracker, whoever the fuck, all eyes on that bitch. Had a big-ass motherfucking redneck white boy who probably wouldn't have said two words to me in it or that whole flight. Sat right next to me, says, you know, if anything goes down with that guy, you with me? I'm like, homie, I'm with you. 100. You feel what I'm saying? That should have never happened again. You feel what I'm saying? It's not going to happen. They caught motherfuckers slipping, but they can never overtake a plane and fly to the buildings again because we know what the fuck they could do now. That's not an option for them no more. They got to think of some new shit. Because the first time an Arab motherfucker, anybody flinch on the motherfucking plane with me, nigga, I'm ready to die about it. Because, bitch, you ain't finna fly me into no building.
Man,
if I die, bitch, I'm going to die spoiling your plans. And that's how
I'm telling you, man, niggas seeing UFOs coming ahead. Yo, these niggas in our airspace, yo, it's a fucking weather plane flying over this shit. We checked it out. You telling me some planes went way off course? I live across the street from the fucking airport, man. Everybody know. Some shit go a notch off of course. All kind of shit is ringing. That shit go too far ahead of Manhattan looking crazy. Nigga, all the F1s is up, nigga. Come on, man. Y'all in Atlanta. See them shits going off and on over that bitch out there.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
Please, man. That shit was already prepared, man. It ain't going down like that. Go fuck around on the airport and see what happened.
I ain't saying, listen, you know what? I'm not saying you are way out of bounds or way off base because, at the end of the day, nigga, I know. You feel what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I know what the capabilities of or what they're capable of. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't doubt it 100%, but like I said, I don't know, man. Like I said,
that's bad shit.
Yeah, that blank stare that Bush had when they told him, when he went in the classroom and they told him and he sat there for like 2 minutes and that blank fuck crazy look on his face like, wow, they really did it. I thought they was bluffing, like he might have knew a little something about it. Yeah, motherfucker. I never forget that look. So I feel you. All right, everybody. I feel you. All right, yo, and the Game Hunter, real quick, like you only got like 10 seconds, man. Tell them how to get to your show.
Yo, 347-237-5272. Hit it up. It's Air It Out Tuesdays. You can air it out. You know what I mean? Got special guests on the joint tonight. And, you know, we do it every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 11:30 on the Blog
right.
Talk joint.
Right, right. So check the homie show out if you can. I won't be able to make it tonight, but check it out if you can. You feel what I'm saying? I was on there last night, and one time for my song Dreams, Getting Made Again. I'm 5-0 on the Game Hunter show with songs, man. Y'all got to check the homies out. He support K100, and he support me. You feel me? So look out. You feel what I'm saying? All right, homie. I'm going to holler at you, all right?
All right.
All right, everybody, I'm not going to have time to do an after party tonight. I'm sorry because I really wanted to mash Ruby. Ruby, you got off easy, baby.
Thank God.
I wanted to get into your whole little ordeal and shit. You feel me? I know my K100 faithful people really wanted to hear your whole ordeal. In fact, you know what?
Oh, no.
K100, what say you, K100? Do you want to go ahead and get, do you want to get Ruby's story, K100? All of your mics are open. I'll give you 15 minutes to get on Ruby's ass about that bullshit. LL, everybody's mic is open. Anybody want to say anything? Anybody want me to do 15 minute after party so we can get on Ruby or shut the end of the show?
Yes.
I just want to say hi, Ruby.
Hi.
What about you, Shay? What about you, Key? What about you, Keisha? What about you, Derek? Matter of fact, game. Can I give a 15 minutes?
I want to hear. I'm being nosy. I need to hear what's going on. Oh, my God.
All right, you too, Michigan girl. Do you want to hear this shit?
No.
Yeah. Come on, turkey neck shit.
No.
All right, the show is now. The show is over. Everybody's mic is open. Fuck it. I'm giving everybody 15 minutes.
Man, y'all, man.
Ruby, everybody. For those of you who listen to the show and you don't listen to the podcast or whatever, this show is about to take a total right or left turn, and it's not going to be about war anymore. So feel free to stop your iPod.
Well, I still want to talk about the war.
Wait a minute. The war conversation is officially over. If you're not even on the phone line right now, which everybody on the phone line is K100 people, so I ain't got to talk about that because it's only K100 people on the phone line, even though it's 10 of y'all. But right now, if you listen to the podcast, go ahead and stop the announcement. It's going to get raw for 15 minutes. Okay.
Oh. Let me go to my comfort zone.
Ruby has finally got some dick, everybody. Ruby made a big deal about getting fucked by a guy. Okay, we noticed it's bad. We haven't had a chance to really discuss it on the show. Okay, so everybody's mic is open. Does anybody have anything to say to Ruby or ask Ruby about getting fucked by a guy?
I have something to ask. Is it 2011 already? Because I thought we was waiting until the new year.
You missed a whole lot. Where the hell you been?
Okay. I missed something. All right, go ahead, fill me out. Okay, I'm listening.
I don't know why this
is so funny to me.
My whole thing is, my problem with your whole scenario. Who is this? Is this not? Listen, Ruby. No, this is no disrespect to you, Ruby. Okay, you cool, you hot and everything. You cutie. You feel me? But where do they make the professional football player that goes through all of these hoops to fuck just the average, just the normal chick, the round the way girl?
Because I've been knowing him. You know, we've been knowing each other for a while, and I mean, it's not the whole point of him just fucking me. Because I mean, basically what I did, because he came down or whatever, and, you know, they had a game and shit. So he came down, we kicked it, and stuff like that. But, see, he didn't know what I had planned. He didn't know that, you know, I had a room and everything. He didn't know, because I tricked him. I was like, well, yeah, can we go to the Galleria? Because my homegirl, she's up there, and I want to go see her. He was just like, sure, why not? So we went there, and, yeah, it is what it is.
Okay, so let's get to the meat and potatoes. Did you suck his dick? Let's just cut to the chase. Did you suck his dick or not, Ruby?
Yes.
Do you even know how to suck a dick?
No.
Baby tractor.
Did you gag? Did you gag any?
Yes.
I'm seriously. I want to know if you gagged.
I gagged, but I didn't throw up.
Okay.
And then I found out that you could just suck on the head.
No, you can't.
When I first did it, because we was looking at a flick, and that motherfucker cost me $34. But I was looking at a flick, and so the girl, you know, I was trying to do everything that they were doing on the flicks.
Oh, shit.
CNN pointers.
So Ruby, did it hurt? Were you in pain? Were you screaming?
Man, my insides are still hurting.
I saw you post that today. He beat the pussy up. And you talking about you wanted? You talking about?
No,
you talking about
no,
you with pussy? You talking
no,
about?
He didn't beat the pussy up or nothing like that. He didn't. I mean, it was very passionate on his end. It was very, very passionate.
Okay.
It was, but it hurt like a motherfucker.
Well, you haven't had anything up in there in a while. So, did you ride the dick?
I did the splits on top of it.
See, first of all, you
did
do
you
it
ride it though? Ride
yeah,
it.
I did. I did. I learned how to do the. I learned how to do the backwards cowgirl.
There you go.
I bounced, and you know, I always say I want to bounce on it, and I actually bounced on it.
You're not supposed to bounce on the dick, man.
But see, that was like, that was like the fifth time. That was the fifth time we did it.
Oh my God! So did she come from the dick? Did the dick make you come?
No.
No, you didn't come from the dick. I didn't think
it don't make me come often either.
But I did when he gave me head.
I'm pretty sure if that was T that said that, I'm gonna win the bet.
Yeah, I did when he gave me head.
Okay. Well, you're used to coming from getting head, so that was right up your alley. So I anticipated that.
Yeah. But I locked myself up in the bathroom for at least about, like, 30 minutes before we did it. That's when I was on Facebook.
What? Why did you do that? Were you scared?
Yeah.
I thought you were trying to put some ice on it or something.
Hey, you know what? Hey, afterwards, when we first did it, I did. I needed some ice. I did.
Just put some ice on it.
Swelled up
like a motherfucker. Because my shit, hey, my shit's swollen, but afterwards, it was, like, whoa. It looked like some bubble lips.
Really beat your ass up. He's throwing lips up, nigga.
Oh, that's funny.
Ruby, you've officially been penetrated.
I know it. And he broke
he
my ring. He broke my piercing. And my piercing broke down there.
Damn it, man. Damn it.
Did he break with his tongue or his thing?
I guess when he was like when he was on top of me, it broke.
Damn it, man.
Yeah. So I kind of like freaked out just a little bit, and I told him to get up, and I had to go get my other one. I was just like, I gotta put it back in there before it closes.
Okay. You got that going on. Did he fuck you from the back?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah, and I was like, pull my hair, because the girl on the flick, she was just like, pull my hair. So
oh,
I was
my
like,
goodness.
Pull my hair.
How did you like that part, Ruby? How did you like that part?
You know, I liked it better from the back.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that the one that felt the best?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
This sounds like a comedy to me.
It is. When I think about it, I'm just like, I can't believe I actually did it. And I mean, I don't want to do it again.
Why not? Wait.
If you was
really reading it, me and Jenna was talking, and I even said it. I said I don't think I would want to do it again.
Why?
I don't know. Cause I had the experience. And
but girl,
it was good,
you were
but...
just talking about fucking him. You were just talking about fucking him regular.
I would fuck him again. I'd fuck him again and then tell him how I truly felt.
Which is what?
She said.
Your dick feels really good, but I don't want it anymore.
But actually, it wasn't
Ruby.
You that I was thinking. Actually, my feelings wasn't really involved, and I used him and... it wasn't him that I was thinking about while we were fucking, and...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and,
Ruby,
I mean, some other
Ruby,
shit, so...
Ruby, your taco needs more meat, so
no,
you should go ahead and... You should go ahead and do that.
All right, cut
tonight.
I'm really just stripping off the whole thing. Like, if you're saying it was good or whatever and all that, I mean, you wasn't thinking of him or whatever, but... So you don't want to fuck him anymore because he's not who you really want to fuck?
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
Right. It's not, I mean, it was good. Don't get me wrong. It was great. It was great, but not for me, probably for somebody else. He needs to be with somebody that's really just...
That's really
not
what?
Me. That's not me. That's just not me. He needs to be somebody that's not me.
Is it possible that you could be actually thinking about going to guy full time? Is that why you're trying to turn
no.
him down and not do it
no.
again?
No.
I want to do a threesome.
Why you saying sound suspect, gang?
I don't know. This sounds like a charade, man. I think something
went down wrong. What do you think she's making it up?
Damn, man, I gotta keep it on it, man. I'm saying I'm gonna have to put that on the air it out, man. I think.
Well, put it on the air it out because I'm not making. Why would I lie about getting some dick when I've been complaining about it over and over?
No, because I say I'm not gonna say it's a lie. I think it's a lie that sounds true.
Yeah, but I did. I got some dick. I got fucked, and we did it. And it was what it was, I guess.
I don't know. Anybody else think Ruby's making this up besides Game? Anybody?
Ruby, I gotta speak up, Ruby. I just don't know either. I mean, I got a question. You have kids, though, right?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't have your kids, like, from having sex with a man?
One.
Were you?
One. My oldest.
Okay.
My 13-year-old.
Oh, so it's been that long. Okay, I'm having a hard time. You know, Ruby, you my girl, but it sounds like to me, and it's K100, hope you don't become offended, but it sounds like another episode on the Ruby Show. It really, I mean, Ruby, you have, people can't write scripts this good.
You know what,
I wish I could. I should have my own sitcom.
This is real life. Write this stuff down because this would definitely make a good sitcom. If this is
he's supposed to be over here in like 30 minutes. So we'll be on air Tuesday before my show.
See, I could tell
you
she's wig. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I need to know. People can't write sitcoms this good. I love you. It's entertaining.
And then the whole kicker of it all is this guy's not only is the story incredible, but this guy's a professional. He plays for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
You know what? We know what you need to turn your script in.
So who is he?
Yeah, because everybody knows him.
What's his name?
I, you know damn well, I don't air out that type of stuff.
That's not even an air out. You said everybody knows him and shit. I'm everybody.
Not like that. I'm just saying I ain't getting out to all that.
See what I'm saying? See, this is what I went through last night.
But hey, I'll put him on your show. If he wants the business, I'll put him on your show.
Don't this sound like last night?
Yeah, no, nobody want to name names.
No, she named names.
Nah, they ain't named names.
She said Lil Wayne.
Man, it's too many missing. You got too many blank spots in a story like a tank top, yo.
Well, I'm on stories, too. I tell all the good stuff, but not the middle.
Something just don't sound right, man. I'm like, that shit just don't sound too real. If you rocking out and you ain't rocking a long time, and then you go to set up a hotel, and you know, when a woman playing out shit, she making sure her shit perfect for her. So everything going to go right. So if you
don't get me wrong, it was perfect. It was, the way I had it set out, it was good. But, I mean, in the long run, I mean, I'm sorry, but I have regrets. I do. And I have regrets.
I'm not taking
that. My issue with the story, Ruby, you said you did a split on it. And
yeah.
For somebody who ain't had none, I know me, I can go without for like a month.
No, I did the split on it, but I got back up.
Period.
It didn't go all the way in. It didn't go all the way in.
You must have
it didn't go all the way in because when I did the split, he was holding my leg. He was holding my leg.
Hold on, when I did the splits,
I was just like, okay, I want to try it. And he was like, okay, so he was holding my leg, and he said, can it go any further? And I was just like, no.
Where the gun at, Keisha. Man?
Keisha F. Got cut off. She really wants to hear this. Can you three-way her, she said. I can't do a dial out.
Anybody. I don't know how to do it from my phone.
Yeah, I know you could do a gunshot shit.
Give me her number.
After that shit.
It's 850. It's 850-319. Hold on a second. I gotta actually hold on a second. 850-319 because I don't even have it in the queue anymore. I gotta actually look. I can't do it because I can't call out because I don't want to lose the I don't want to lose the switchboard. You feel me? Hold on a second.
Yeah.
850-319-9849.
9489?
9849. You got her?
Okay. Yeah, 9849.
All right. So did you get freeway her? She said, please, anybody, she's begging. She wants to hear this story and talk to you. Only for my true K100 fam. If anybody else was on the line, I wouldn't do it because I wouldn't give the number out over the air like that because we know we ain't got no stalkers in here. But now back to you, Ruby. What the fuck you mean it didn't go all the way in?
It didn't go all the way in because when he was holding my legs and he was just like, okay, I'm gonna hold your legs, and I was just like, okay. So he was holding my legs in this position, and it didn't. I couldn't take it all the way in when I was doing that. Hold on.
Oh, come on, man. It's like three big head niggas that came up out that piece. Nigga, the fuck
up. It didn't. No, it wouldn't. No, honestly, I couldn't. Half the shit that we were doing, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
Oh, man. What's a gunshot at, man?
I'm sorry, but I mean, hey, it was okay. It's been a while, so I mean, come on now. So everything I couldn't do, but it
was
hurting. And I'm not gonna, that best position that I liked was doggy style. That's
every
the
one
only
of them
position
ladies
that I
come
liked.
Over there and eat it out, make that what shit wake up.
I said the only position that I liked was doggy style.
Oh.
So did you take the dick all the way in from doggy style position?
No.
I was about to say, you can't take it in from there.
No, I didn't take it all the way in from doggy style position. Cause, I mean,
come on,
he
man.
Was
you
too
telling
big.
Me some
he was
went to
too
the hotel
big.
Just to put his tip
too
in?
Big. He didn't put the tip in. He didn't put the tip in. He didn't put the tip in. But when he got it real, real, never mind.
Never mind.
Okay, I can't do it because I can't do it. My other line apparently isn't hung up. I'm going to get disconnected.
Oh, she's missing out. She's going to be, oh, well. Sorry, Shay. You have to listen to her in the replay, babe. Sorry.
I can call her. I got to remember.
Hold on. I'm just saying, like, the whole thing is just, I don't know, man. It's just kind of, you know, I believe you did it. You feel what I'm saying? I guess. I mean, just. If this was just a regular guy, but, you know, just the whole...
Yeah,
he didn't
give you no top off or nothing to get it ready or something?
No way.
Yeah, he did. She said he ate the pussy.
Yeah.
But what happened?
He constantly went down and... Oh, God, it was good, but he constantly went down and did it.
Was it better than the girl?
No.
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 What a gunshot.
Well, see, I can't say, you know, it was better than some girls, but it wasn't better. He's not better than my ex-wife, and that's what he asked me to. Was he better than Rochelle?
Wait. Wait. This nigga asked you, was he
Come
better
on,
than your
man.
Ex-wife?
Yeah, he asked me, was my pussy, because I told him, because, you know, I always tell people, I say, no, guys can't eat pussy better than females, and so he was just like, was it good? I was just like, yeah. He said, so was it better than your ex-wife? And I was just like, no.
Am I the only one who sees the classical script written, you know, the process here? Like, it's build up, it's climax, and then it's resolution. Like, in everything with Ruby, it goes in that triangle, in the classic script building. It was the build up, I'm going to have sex with a guy. No, it was, I'm gay, I don't do guys at all, period, point blank. And then you start to build your climax. I'm going to have sex with a guy. And then you reach your climax.
But see, I've always
sex with a guy.
It's
and
always
then you start
been like that,
down
though.
Climax,
always...
And it's like, I had sex with him, but it wasn't that good. So I'm not going to do
no,
it with
him.
No,
I didn't say that it wasn't
because...
that. I didn't say that it wasn't
oh, no, you're
good.
Right, you're right. You said it was great, but not for you. So that leaves it open for a to be continued, and we can hear the next escapade when Ruby decides to have sex with another guy.
Yes,
I mean,
with my first. Hold on. With my first choice.
With your first choice. Exactly. So it's now building another. It started. It's rising action again. It's rising action to build to another climax. So when Ruby gets to the person that she really wants, then we all want to know, okay, now are you going to convert this time? Because the whole plot is getting Ruby to
convert
girls
yes.
to guys. Is that not, am I the only one who's seeing that?
I'm gonna send you game. He beats out because he called it like a long time ago.
Okay, I'm just gonna send you a certified letter that I'm gonna need you to sign because I'm gonna start writing this story and film it.
And film it
for you to go sign off on that. That's what I need you to do.
My whole thing is. So at this point, listen, Ruby, at this point right here, you said the dick was good. You know what I'm saying? You feel you liked it, you enjoyed it. Is there a possibility now that you may go straight?
No.
That's the whole plot.
That's the whole point of it. But, I mean, I still have females on my mind. You can't be straight and still have females.
Are you biting? Are you going to be officially bi? Are you going to get dick every now and again now?
No.
So you're just going to go right back to just pussy only?
Yeah, until I get my first choice.
It doesn't matter who my first choice is,
but when I get my first choice, then, I mean, it's something totally different, because I really do want to try out my first choice.
Ruby, where do you live?
Two places, Oklahoma and Dallas.
Listen, fly to Dallas. So we can get the bottom of the plane. Go ahead, book the flight.
Hold on.
Book the flight. Here we go. So we can stop playing. Or, you know what, Game, can you book a flight? Somebody book a flight. Because I'm thinking, and maybe it's just the storyteller in me, that the first choice is on this line.
And the last.
Okay.
You know what? Me, you're going to have a long talk.
Call me, because I need more details to fill in.
I will give them to you.
Inbox me your number,
and we will talk.
Ruby, I'll give it to you right now.
Hold on. Okay, what?
843-324-698.
342-4698.
302. Oh, man. Wake me up before you go. 302-468. No, Ruby, calm down. 843-302-468.
Shut up,
Game. 4698. I'm trying to write a blog
bust here. Okay, I'm going to be first in line to purchase that ticket.
Ruby. Ruby, if you get your first choice and it's outstanding, baby, what's going to happen then?
Who said it was a light skinned dude?
Yeah, who said that?
I said it.
Are you an assistant, Blizzard? You need somebody to book the flight for you?
Why does it have to be me? Ruby, tell the people,
okay,
is it me, Ruby?
Call me later, Ruby.
Okay, I'll call you later.
My motherfucker's talking about
light skinned and shit.
Why are you talking about? Why it's got to be me? Because we on K100? I mean, what?
Nah, we said we're leaving it up. I'm leaving it up to the light skinned people. I've called all my brothers. Oh.
Okay, I'm going. You know what? I'm going to round out to 10:30. I'm stopping at 10:30. I got 8 minutes. Okay. Anybody else would like to ask Ruby anything about this whole escapade? Please, you got 8 minutes left, and I'm stopping at 10:30 on the dot. Go ahead.
So when does the swelling go down?
When you get with Sydney Starr.
Keisha.
Yeah.
Go ahead, ask questions.
I want to know how you have the energy to have sex with a person 5 times in a matter of 2 days with your chemo.
I did it today, and I have to do it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. You go to keto tomorrow. This is going to be the best script ever.
Right,
because
she's going through the whole thing while she's got cancer. She's fighting for her life,
y'all. And I was sick, too. But you know what? Hey, fuck it. Life's too short. Ain't that what y'all said?
Yes.
This
is the best.
Yeah.
Hello,
you absolutely cannot leave out the fact that she's going through chemo in the story. I mean,
no, no. We not that.
No, you can't leave that out. You can't leave that out. And you know what? And my mom said, while your ass over there doing sin and stuff, you could have died.
I'm gonna get an A in script writing too.
Anybody else have any questions? Michigan girl.
I ain't got nothing to say. I'm just at a loss.
But that's all right. I'll give you all the info when I call you. Hey, I got a conference line so I can call up to 15 people.
Call everybody. Hey, Key, you need to call me by yourself.
Don't call me with anybody else because we got to have some secrets, you know, some surprises in the film. So don't call with anybody else. Just call me.
I'll tell you who my first choice is too.
I'm gonna need that.
I'll tell you who the person is.
I don't want to know who that is. I don't want to know. Key.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you have any questions? Do you have any questions you'd like to ask Ruby about this?
I'm just laughing at Blue and L. I mean, LL. And damn, Ruby. Y'all just showing out, Ruby. I mean, really.
Do you believe Ruby?
I was wondering the same thing. Y'all played. Wasn't she going through chemo the other day?
Yeah. Hell yeah. But you know what? And you know what? The crazy part about it, because me and Jenna, we were talking, and he just made me feel good. Like, I mean, I just felt good. Like, fuck it. Fuck it. Don't want to go to chemo. I skipped chemo and everything.
You skipped chemo to get some fucking dick.
I just heard in my head was Halle Berry on Mount Fisball saying make me feel good. That's what I just heard in my head.
It wasn't, no, I'm not talking about, like, the sex part. It wasn't, because, I mean, we spent the day together and everything, and it wasn't even about that, because I was supposed to go to chemo, and I told him, I was just like, nah, it's not today. I don't have to worry about it. You know, I don't have to go today, so.
Key.
Yeah.
Your role in the movie is you're going to be the girl on the tape that Ruby is watching.
You know what, that was a girl on that movie? I swear that was a girl on that movie that had your ass, I swear to God.
See?
She's gay, I thought. She's half gay at least. Of course she's looking at your ass. She's halfway gay. So now she's only like 30% gay. I guess I don't know what the fuck. I'm gone.
This blonde-headed white girl that reminded me of Jenna.
Well, it's good. You already got your cast together. Very good, Ruby. You're doing a good job. Call me later.
Michigan girl.
I got to figure out who's going to play Game Hunter and Blizzum.
Michigan girl.
They can't nobody play them but themselves.
I don't know. This has got control. Michigan girl, you want to say something? What you want to ask her?
Okay, I had a question. Because, Ruby, okay, you're going through chemo, and I thought I remember you saying something about your hair falling out. So if he was pulling your hair, did your hair come out while he was pulling your hair?
Oh, the black bitches.
Do I have to really say that?
Hey,
you know what? Blizzum, will you promise to delete this?
No, fucking no, I'm not.
Nope, he ain't.
If your hair didn't come out, it will in the movie.
A couple of pieces did.
A couple of pieces.
Man,
a couple of pieces. My hair come out when I have sex, and I don't.
Oh my God! And especially like when he was like grabbing a hold of it, and oh my God!
You know what? I just come to a realization. This nigga is ill. This nigga is fucking the hell out of a cancer patient from the back home. What the fuck is wrong with this nigga?
I didn't tell him like the whole thing. Like my brother, he was, because he's friends with my brother, so. They were, you know, he was telling them everything about it, and he was asking me, have you been through chemo yet? And I told him, I was just like, no, I haven't been through chemo. And he's just like, okay, because I don't, you know, want to do anything. And so basically, like, the whole thing was, like, a lie. Like,
you lied to him. You lied to him.
Yes.
You lied to him.
Yeah.
That's two episodes right there. Two episodes.
No, that's about 10 episodes.
Hey, but you know what? Hey, everybody does something. Everybody does something to get what they want. I took mine to the extreme.
That's very extreme. I wouldn't skip chemotherapy for my life to get no pussy. I love pussy. And I love pussy. Okay?
Say it again, Blizzo. Say it one more time. Say it one more time.
I don't care if it's Janet Jackson pussy, and I really want Janet pussy. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not skipping chemo.
I skipped chemo for 2 days. Yes, I did. I made up for it for today.
All right, don't be so non-compliant. Listeners will drop you.
Yes. Well, everybody, it's 10:30. It's 10:30. Let me know when you got like the basic rough draft script. I got you.
Ruby, we gotta have
Game Hunter video court out of it. He has to do the movie.
And help with the editing. Y'all can do everything.
Right.
But I'll give you all the lowdown details that I didn't want to say on
K100. Okay, call me as soon
There's
as
more?
You go. Jesus.
It's a lot more. I'll give you the details. So
I'm
bye.
Out. We're out. It's sorry everybody on the podcast. Bye. K100 Internet Radio. I see you guys. Hey, happy Thanksgiving, man.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. I'm out.
Bye.